Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah.
Let's go, ladies.
Lil Jon.
Yeah.
Your boy Kel.
Yeah.
This is for the toxic girls. All around the world.
Let's go.
Every block,
hey,
every club,
hey,
every hood,
hey,
I'm in love.
So sweet, so brown, so thick, so nasty, boy, I love that good. So smooth, so creamy, goddammit, I must be dreaming. So tickly, so soft,
yeah.
Goddammit, I wanna break you off. So hot, you gon' melt, eat you all up by myself. Girl, I can't wait to unwrap ya.
About big old booties and brown eyes. Chocolate, that's what I gotta have tonight. Leave about the club with tonight.
Take shots and more shots. And we drink like we own the bar. And she's pushing that all on me.
Conversation like, let's just leave.
Don't hesitate.
To the crib right away. She talks and it talks. And it talks. But it talks to me.
Fucking strawberry vodka and berry punch. I'm feeling something. It don't even fucking matter what I'm feeling, but I'm feeling really, really good. This is the last show of the year. Hot damn ho, here we go again. Wow, 2010, that shit went by so fast. I can't believe it. 2011 is going to be so good. Like, I have so many things planned for everybody. And, you know, it's just like 2011 is really going to take off for me. And I have a lot of good affiliations with people. I have someone waiting to get in. He's a comedian. He's from the ATL. He's sexy. I was on his show last week, and he's funny. But did I say he was sexy? He's a sexy chocolate brother. Not that I discriminate on skin color or anything like that, but this man has got to have the sexiest lips I know of. Like, mwah, them kind of lips. So I'm going to bring him on in a minute. I just had to go ahead and, you know, do what I normally do, you know, talk a little bit of shit. My co-host is running a little bit late, my sexy Acacia. So she was on early, but I think she was on too early. But, you know, for those of you guys that listened last week, yes, a bitch was off the chain. I was out of control. I'm sorry. I said anything to offend anybody. Such is fucking life. I'm sorry. You know, I'm not going to apologize to Cash Money for the artist that I talked about. It's not my fault his dick is small, but we'll talk about that later. Got some people to put on blast, some situations from the week. I was on another show on Sunday, Jay King, and I was on with a porn star. We'll talk about that because after being on that show, I know I'm on top of my game. I can actually say I'm a bitch that got her shit together. So I'm going to go ahead and bring in TJ so he can go ahead and make us laugh and probably make my pussy wet because I'm just like, ooh, I'm very horny right now. So I'm going to bring in TJ. Then I see Acacia is on. So, oh, my God, it's going to be a live one. Oh, God.
Am I on
TJ,
yet?
TJ, you are
What's up, girl?
On. Nothing. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine. After that damn intro you gave me, I was going to go to the bathroom and take care of myself. You made me sound sexy as hell. There's a lot of people that disagree with you.
No, you are sexy. You know what I'm saying? I don't know what was wrong with the girl last week when she was like crispity, blackity, whatever. I was brought up in the era of the black of the berry, the sweet of the juice, and, ooh, that shit tastes really good when it goes down your throat. Like, I don't know.
You know how people are. People get mad when they can't have you. One of the things I want to tell people is come check me out at the Funny Farm on the 15th of January down here in Atlanta. If you're down here, I'll be performing. And I will also be at the Uptown Comedy Club on the 25th, so come check me out.
You know, for people listening to you for the first time on my show, tell them who you are and tell them what you do. And then after you do that, I'm going to bring in my co-host, and it's like we're going to have a threesome on the air.
All right, good deal. Well, for the people who are listening, my name is TJ or Tommy Sotomayor. I am the radio show host of a show here in Atlanta. We're about 300,000 strong. Basically, we air every Monday. Every Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday from 8 to 11. We can be found at yourworldmyviews.net. I am a comedian, been doing comedy for about 5 years now throughout the South area. I have done a lot of things around, and basically what my job is to do is get people shit straight and tell them off.
Word. I like that. Get people shit straight and then tell them off. Wow. Interesting. Very interesting. So, you know, you have very nice, thick, full lips. Has a female ever told you that before?
I hear it all the time. I think it's what I'm a Panamanian man, so I think it's something that a lot of us just have.
But do you put those lips to good use?
I do, but we were discussing the other day on the show, on my show, that it's a little more that maybe you can tell me if you agree or disagree. I was saying that it should be easier for a woman to give head to a man than a man to give head to a woman, because going down on a woman, there's a lot of smells that you just don't expect sometimes, so you can't just, I'm just going to throw that out there. It ain't just something you just going to do all willy-nilly, just let me just eat this. You can't do it. It's like my grandmama told me when I was little, you can't eat everybody's chitlins. You can't eat everybody's chitlins. I'm going to throw that out there, but yes, I can do it. Yeah.
In defense of all women, when we go down on men, it can be, you know what, it can go 50-50, because some dudes don't have the fresh nuts. You know what I'm saying?
You're right, but then let me tell you this, though. You're right, but all you have to do as a man is take 5 minutes and go and wash that thing off, and it's smelling fresh. It's like washing your hand. I can go outside right now and play in manure, come in and give me some good pumice soap, wash my hands, and my hands smell fresh. The difference between a cooch, that's like trying to wash the back of my throat. You brush your teeth, but your mouth still stinks. You ever met somebody like that? They brush their teeth, but their breath still stinks?
I mean, because they have something. They have, like, a decayed tooth in your mouth. But I feel
exactly.
you. But see, some females may not be aware, you know, that there's an odor. And then sometimes washing may not get it. It may be something internally that an antibiotic might clear up. And some women may not be aware of that. So I'm going to defend some of them. And some women are just foul as fuck, and they just don't care.
Oh, I can defend
you know what
them. There's a defense for it. I know. I'm just saying it's something that just because I like doing it, it's still difficult to do because, I mean, I've been around a woman, and it smelled good before I start hitting it. And after you start hitting it, you were like, oh, my God, who the fuck snuck the damn dead dog in the room? Good Lord. I'm just saying.
Wow, for everybody that's listening, I have a strawberry dipped in chocolate on my pelvic area, and my pussy tastes like strawberry. So, you know, if you want to try me, you know, after my show is about 10 o'clock, but, you know, the way that I'm feeling tonight, it might go a little longer. So if you want to try me, y'all need to call me or hit me up on Facebook because, see, if you wouldn't have been talking about licking the clit, see, I wouldn't even be bothered right now, but I ain't going to lie. I need my pussy ate. Are there any volunteers out there right now? I mean, because
I put my question up. I asked, be honest. I said, who will you be fucking in the new year? Like, you know, when people say, well, will you be bringing in the new year? I'm like, who will you be fucking in the new year? Who will you be fucking going into the 12 o'clock hour?
You know what? I don't know, because I think I'm going to go to the club and shake my ass a little bit. I think I'm going to surprise my son, because my son turns 26 at 12:46, and I know exactly what club he's going to be in. So I might throw on a tight-ass body dress and some heels, go in the club and smack him upside the back of his head and be like, ooh, happy birthday, fucker. So I might not be getting no dick at exactly 12 o'clock.
This one girl sent me a message and said that she's going to be getting it in with her dude at 11:35, and I sent her back. I told her, you better be glad it ain't me, because you'll still have 20 minutes left for New Year's.
I mean,
I'm just saying.
I would be making your ass improvise. I would be making you improvise. I'm going to bring in my co-host. She is so pretty, and she sings. And when I come to New York, I'm going to play with her. We're going to go shopping, and we're going to hang out and do all the things that girls do. And then we're going to do all the things that bad girls do. Then we're going to step it up a notch and do all the things that bad bitches do. You know, you like messing with bad bitches?
I do. Because, see, me, I'm kind of lame.
There's no boundaries. Yeah, there are no boundaries.
I need them to do stuff that I'm scared to do.
Well, see, if you've been following me in your group, you already know I'm a nasty, freaky bitch, and I'm proud of it. Yeah, ain't no shame in my game. Ain't no shame in my game. Those legs up like Lamborghini doors and get all in between everything. I don't leave nothing unturned. I want you to stop talking about that shit
when I get it. If I ever get it, all that shit going to stop. I had a girl tell me, we need to take a break. You are trying to kill me. I was like, not at all.
Oh, but I seen a little video. I done seen some things, and I wouldn't mess with you by myself. See, that's why Acacia is on the line, and she would help me. Because Acacia, I know you've been listening, right, sweetie?
Yes. I'm being so good right now. Munching fries, I'm so hungry, it's not funny.
Busting some cars going around in the background and shit. What the fuck you at?
I'm outside. Oh my God. I'm running around getting late things done after I'm gonna go say thank you God for bringing in a new year and then bring the Patron.
Oh, wait a minute. You gotta go to church. And
I'm
then,
so going to hell. Oh my God.
Okay, well, in that equation, are you gonna get some dick?
That is classified information. I do not like to share that information right now. I am so afraid of who's listening tonight, so I'll keep those lips zipped.
Okay, well, you can't answer the question.
I'll be a bore tonight. I'm going to be a bore tonight.
Huh? Are you going to get some pussy? Are you going to get some pussy?
Oh, my God, no. What are you talking about? I'm a Christian. Stop that.
Wait a minute. Christians don't have sex. That's a new one on me. There's some new shit here. How do they procreate?
Oh, my God.
Because Ralph, I read in the Old Testament, he said, be fruitful and multiply. Cousins, mothers, brothers, sisters, and daddies. Everybody was fair game back in the day.
God, you're just nasty as hell.
No, I'm just saying.
I'm going to tell you what, I thought of something nasty, and I know it's, I kept thinking I was wrong, but I was watching, I don't know if, I'm a big fan of Back to the Future. And I know if y'all, I don't know if y'all know the movie, but Michael J. Fox goes back into the past, and he's there with his mom, and his mom is a teenage woman, and she's trying to give him some. Man, his mama was fine. And I was like, man, I'd have gone and hit it.
Oh, wow.
I've learned in life it ain't too much shit a man won't hit.
Exactly. Thank you.
Oh, wow.
You can hit. That's why women get fooled a lot when they keep thinking what their man won't do. That motherfucker will do
that's
anything
great.
He can get away
thank
with.
Thank you. Thank you very
that's
much.
That's why I'm single. And I've learned from men.
That's
I've
really
learned
sad,
from men.
Though. That's sad when you can't really, like, tell what would be your man type from what's not going to be his type. It's just like... anything. You're like, damn, you see a bitch with a duck tooth. And he's like, short leg and shape. You're like, never know.
Well, see, you got to break it down like this. You got to break it down like this. When you want to know what I've done,
too.
You say, did he date her? Then, yeah, you probably know if I dated the chick or not. I don't have no
right.
ugly chicks or no certain kind of chicks. I will not date. But.
Oh, really? You don't have a type. Okay.
No, I'm saying there are types of women I will not date. I won't touch them.
Oh.
You will never see I got pictures of me and this chick laid up. She never visited my mama. She had none of this shit. It's ever happened. But if you look at my closet, it's got all kind of shit fall out. Fat chicks, one-legged chicks. I went in my closet one day and almost threw up myself. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. This is ridiculous.
What was I doing?
Oh, my God.
Oh, guys.
You ever fuck
oh,
somebody
yeah.
and realize, I got to get out of here ASAP. You just make any excuse to leave. Oh, my God. I think my parents is dead. I got to leave. My spidey sense is tingling. I got to get the fuck out of here.
Oh, when you're on top of him, you look down and you be like, you know what? Having an orgasm is not important anymore.
I have done it. I've been like, what the fuck made me do this? Was this just a sense of adventure tonight? Did I lose a bet?
It was alcohol. It was alcohol. He's like, you know, you're like, oh, you've been drinking like I've been drinking right now. A motherfucker looks really good when you're tipsy, but then once the alcohol wears off and y'all are like already at the room, and they come out the bathroom, you're like, what the fuck? Like, and your phone is across the room, so you can't call or text nobody and tell them you need an emergency call. So you just be like, you know what? You just make yourself sick. And you're like, oh, my God. They're mm-hmm. like, what's wrong? I drink too much. Oh, my God, I feel so sick. And they're like, oh, and you feel bad because they're doing whatever they can to appease you and make you feel good. And you just look at them, and then you just literally start getting sick because they just ugly as fuck. You're like, fuck. But, you know,
I'm
I don't
sorry.
Do that too often. I don't do that too often. I try to be good. Tonight, you know, I was like, I'm going to do something different. I was like, I'm going to talk and I'm going to play some music because I went online today and I got some music because I had a mix, but it was too, the file was too large. So it's like always fuck with New York really, really heavy. And I know, like, this was like a classic hip-hop song. I have to play it. I have to play it. I'm like, this is like one of those I haven't heard in years. They used to play it a long time ago. Then they stopped playing it. It used to be up there, like right up there with Biggie, One More Chance, the remix. So for everybody that's in New York, y'all are going to love this song. And then TJ, we're going to come back and kick it because I lost April. But here we go.
Good deal. I'm good. I'm good. I will be here.
Okay, here we go.
Boogie Down Production, Duction. We'll always get paid. We'll take the wackest song, and make it better. Remember to let us into your skin, cause then you'll begin to master rhyming. Criminal minded, you've been blinded. Looking for a style like mine, you can't find it. They are the audience, I am the lyricist. Sometimes suckers on the side gotta hear this cage. A rage, yet I'm not in a cage. Free as a bird to fly about on stage. Ain't here for no frontin', just to say a little something. Your suckers don't like me cause they're all about nothing. However, I'm really fascinating to the letter. My all around performance gets better and better. My English grammar comes down like a hammer. Your kiss to other people. I write and produce myself just as fast. Keep my hair like this. Got no time for Jerry curls. Attracting only women. Got no time for little girls. Cause girls look so good, but their brain is not ready. I don't know. I'd rather talk to a woman cause her mind is so steady. So here we go. I'm not a musical maniac, a B-boy fanatic. I've simply made use of what was up there in the attic. I've listened to these MCs back when I was a kid, but I bust more shots than they ever did. I mean, this is not the best of KRS, it's just a section. But how many times must I point you in the right direction? You need protection when I'm on the mic, because my mouth is like a 9mm with tight. You're a king, I'm a teacher, you're a B-boy, I'm a scholar. If this was a class, well, it would go right under drama. The kings lose crowns, the teachers stay intelligent. Talking big words on the mic is still irrelevant, except when you're not. College material, wake up every morning to your Lucky Charms cereal. Got a college degree. Blackjack and KRS writes poetry. I won't go deeper in the subject cause that gets me bored. Just a shame to know some MCs on the mic are fraud. Saying styles like this to create a diss. But if you listen to me, then I am a musician. Rapping on the mic like this to me is fine. Cause if I really wanna battle, I will pull out a knife. You can see this got La Rock and I are mentally blinded. In other words, we're both criminal minded. Cultivated, don't get frustrated, cause nothing has been traded. my voice is now faded. I'll see you folks around the way. Criminal minded. Criminal minded.
Okay, I know that's a throwback classic, but I swear, what a way to just, you know, relax your mind and listen to some classic-ass hip-hop. That's like one of the real throwbacks, like a pair of Reeboks, you know what I'm saying? It's not you go in your closet. That's up there with the 8-track tapes, but that song was like one of the hottest songs when it came out. And I love music. And I love hip hop, and I have a lot of different things. So tonight, I was like, that was gonna be the first song aside from my theme song that I was gonna play, because I downloaded a lot of music tonight, because I felt like being in a. Basically, I'm trying to set myself up to go to the club, so that way, if I'm jamming on my show, by the time I get in my car, my motherfucking hips is going to be moving. So then when I get at the club and I hit the dance floor, already got my drink in my hand, I'm doing a two-step, three-step, four-step, and then boom, I'm at the club, and hopefully I'll be fucking. So, I couldn't just bypass all that and just call somebody up and just go to their fucking crib and rock their world. But that's crazy. I need some obstacles tonight. So I got two bottles. I already popped one bottle. I'm drinking strawberry Smirnoff with some punch, a berry punch Minute Maid or some shit like that. It's really good. Then I have a nice-ass bottle of champagne that I got from New York from a friend of mine for a Christmas present. And I'm going to pop that. Damn, when am I going to pop that? I'm going to pop it, and I'm going to drink it with some pineapple juice. Then I'm going to be real nice, and then the club that I'm going to is like 5 minutes away from my crib. So then that way I'm good. I can catch a cab, you know, because I'm not going to drink and drive because I was in a car wreck with a drunk driver that hit me before. So I would never want to endanger anybody's life. And then I'm going to go to the club. And then I'm going to be nice. And then I'm just gonna do the damn thing. Just like, I don't know. What are you doing for New Year's?
Nothing. I'm an old man. I sit at home.
Oh, well, you know, I
that's
know
what
you
I
had
do.
Some pussy Every, that was
I, that's all I do. I enjoy it.
You know, I stay in my room all the time, too. So you're not going to have no pussy come over and sit on you and ride you and, you know, you're not going to
bust some already over here. She cooking it. I already got some over here already. She cooking and everything.
I'll see. You got a train. What's she cooking?
Well, I don't know.
It don't even matter, as long as she feed a nigga, right?
Money. See what the fuck she's cooking. She gave me some kind of Cajun dip to start the night with. And I don't know
shit.
What that is. I wonder, you know how old people got these sayings, like, you know, if you're sweeping, you ain't supposed to sweep your fucking house or something on New Year's night, and you can't let a... If you spend New Year's without a man, you're going to spend the whole year with no man, so you got to have some shit like that. Don't let a man walk out your house, because then some man will walk out your life.
You know what? I stopped listening to old wives' tales a long time ago. I stopped listening to it, because it said whatever you're doing, bringing in the new year, you're going to do all year long. That's a motherfucking lie. That's a lie, because... I have yet to bring in the new year fucking, and I have not been fucking consistently throughout the year. And the traditional dinner on New Year's Day, the collard greens for money, the hog jowl for whatever the fuck it is, the black eyed peas or some shit like that, I ate so many of them damn meals growing up, ain't shit changed. So I won't pay attention to none of that. I'm just gonna do whatever the fuck it is I want to do. Cause it's like, if I fuck tonight at 11:59 to 12:02, it does not mean I'm gonna get dick throughout the year. Cause I can get that anyway. So I've learned a long time ago not to put any thoughts into that. Or I'll just call my grandma and be like, "Grandma, you know, I'm listening to some old wives' tales. I can't cuss because my grandma is such a Christian." I was like, "Grandma, what the heck? You know that ain't true. I've been listening to this bull for about 10, 15 years. Ain't nothing changed." So
I just like hearing what old people have to say. I think old people are just so much more fun than young people. The stuff that they say is just fucking hilarious. I can listen to old people all day. These young motherfuckers get on my nerves. Like today I was listening to Beyonce, and she had a song in there called Deja Vu. And I listened to the words because I pay attention to words, which is usually my downfall. I listened to them words, and I was like, this bitch has no idea what deja vu means.
You know, at this day and age, it's like people feel like if they do certain things, it's really not going to matter because they can, like, cover it up because it's a young generation, so people are not really going to pay attention. Old school people pay attention to the words, the lyrics, and everything of songs and stuff like that. Other people just sit there and just be like, and you know what I'm saying? Like me, when I listen to music, I have to listen to everything to make sure that motherfucker got a message and they're saying something. And then if not, I'm just like, I'm going to have to pass. Because, like, I use R&B, hip-hop, rap, I use all kinds of stuff for my scene. So I get music all the time. And I used to be soft in the business. When people be like, "Oh, what about my music?" I couldn't tell them that shit was whack because I didn't want to hurt their feelings. But now you send me some whack-ass music, I don't give a fuck. I'm like, your shit was whack, had no substance to it. You were just throwing out words just to hear your motherfucking self talk. And if anybody buys this shit, I'm amazed. Most motherfuckers will probably...
So that's how you felt about
this.
My music?
You make music?
Is that how you felt about my music?
What music?
You haven't even listened to my music. You're an asshole.
Oh, shit. Hell. I'm sorry. I'm just so caught up in other stuff with you that, no, I ain't gonna lie. No, I ain't listen to your music. I can't get past the lips and certain other features that God blessed you with. I sure as hell can't. April is back. So, I'm saying thank you for saving me. Because I honestly haven't listened to TJ's music. Girl, I'm sorry because, I mean, TJ, is it okay if I put you on blast? I mean, it's only going
to
be blast.
Some stuff you can't say now. That's why when you posted it, I had to delete it because there's some stuff I can't. You know, you're getting privy to stuff. You can glance around some stuff.
All I can say is, okay, we'll glance around. April.
Yeah.
We have a few men on the line tonight.
Oh.
God bless them. Like, I would never have to say some of these men on my show with their hands up suffer from little dick syndrome. Have to say that. I mean,
well, that's
I
a good
am
thing.
Blessed with a line full of big dicks tonight, and that's a good thing. But the dash line, none of them bitches is in Greensboro, North Carolina.
Oh my God!
I'm just curious, and maybe one of y'all can answer me. Is it really better if it's bigger? And what big mean? Big like thick or big and long?
I think
big
both
is better. Yeah, it
one
does
at a time,
because...
bitches. One at a time.
Excuse me. I object. That word. Bad bitches sounds a lot better.
Or officially thorough bitches. Hell of a lot.
I still don't even know what thorough means. I'm still trying to learn this young language. Y'all confuse me when you talk.
I'll show you better than I can tell you. So people that don't know what thorough means, I do a thorough job. So when I drain the monster and there's nothing left, you'll be like, oh, she's thorough. When your toes got a permanent form, like they just cramped up and the shit just don't release, you'll be like, yeah, she's thorough. She's very thorough. Yeah.
My lips are sealed. So back to the gigantic things now.
talking. Hello? It matters.
Yeah, I hear you. Somebody talking to you in the background. We listening to what's going on at your house.
That's not my house. I told you, I'm on the road picking up last minute stuff. Like, so I'm still running around trying to make sure that I have my two nights of nothing but sexiness.
Good deal.
Nice dresses, nice shoes. Ow.
Oh, no. You got some motion lotion in there?
I'm sorry?
What? You got some motion lotion?
Some motion lotion? I don't need that.
So wait, don't you want
what is motion?
You know what?
And we all ain't answer my question. Oh, my question got ignored.
We're gonna get to that. But the motion lotion is when you use flavored gel and it gets hot upon the movement. So like I like cinnamon. So if we put cinnamon motion lotion on your dick and on my pussy, when you're fucking, it's hot. So then once I push you off of me and I go down on you, I'm tasting cinnamon flavored stuff.
Okay. Well, I'm sorry to bust your bubble. Maybe one day I'll try that shit. But you know, no artificial preservatives, my shit. Naturally flavored.
Wait till I introduce you to the Pop Rocks. Oh, girl.
Okay.
Pop Rocks is good. Pop Rocks
let
is real good.
Let me just say, hi, to Mr. G, if you're out there. We miss you. You made the show crazy.
He's already coming.
Okay, Mr.
G. I'm bugging out for TJ. I'm gonna play one more song, and that's gonna set the tempo for some more stuff. And this song, it has like a nice meaning to me because for those of you that don't know, I'm a teaser porno star. I'm not real hardcore, but I'll tease the fuck out of you. So I'm going to let Chris Brown and Twista make a movie. And then when I come back, we're going to get into some more cause, and we're going to get real nasty. So for everybody, when they leave the show, when they get to their significant other or they jump off, then they're going to fuck the hell out of whoever, and then we're going to get into the topic of if we have any fall guys out of there.
Run away as fast as you can.
Yeah, so for those of you that don't know what a fall guy is, it's a fat-ass lady lover. So we're going to play this song, and then we're going to come back and take some more calls.
The perfect storm. This Twista and Chris Brown, it is. I got a movie for you. Let's make a movie, baby. Twist got cars, big swagger. I'm a rock star like Mick Jagger. And I got bars that'll fit faster. You a hot star, no bitch fatter. So let me take you on the ride on the journey with the one that you call daddy. And who gon' make you get it wet? But this time we gon' do something romantic and different. I'll tell you about it when we get on the movie set. I was thinking that we could just make a sex tape. Listen to your face, keep when it's an HD. Maybe I can take you, but you can take me. When I put my H2 up to your H3, you know that you wanna be in this movie. So don't be acting like I'm tripping with a stranger mission. Recording you while you loving me down below. We're switching the camera angle when we change position. You could be the director aiming the camera down at me, filming me, licking until you say tough. Ready for any footage you wanna get. I gotta call nobody else because I do my own stuff. It's the X-rated version of a box office hit. I see she ready to strip for this. So let me get the music there, get the tape there, get the camera there.
Baby, don't need no script.
Straight to the top, that's where we headed. And I'ma see my name in the credits and be the shit if you let it. See something that you know.
really feeling that we can always go back and make a edit. I'll be sipping on Patron Platinum. She knew about the rapping, but didn't know I'd be on acting. Now a personal reality show. Hold in, get the tape in, get the camera in.
For me, for 2011, I'm going to make some movies and I'm going to strip to this and whatnot. Matter of fact, I think I'm going to start tomorrow. I think I'm going to do a tiny chat and I think it's going to be an instructional head video. I just need to find me someone to participate and do the damn thing on Tiny Chat and Swallow. And I think it'll be good. I'm not sure, but I think it'll be good. We're going to bring in Mr. G.A. Mr. G.A.
Chuck, Mommy, what's the deal, Ma? What's the word?
Hi, Poppy. How you doing?
It's all good. April, what's happening, boo? Where's she at?
Hi.
Hiding in the background? What's up, Mom?
No, I'm right here. How are you?
It's always good. What's going on?
I'm okay.
And say hi to TJ because he's from
TJ. Very funny.
What up, TJ?
What's up, Pam?
How you doing, man? It's always good, man.
Man, I'm doing lovely. Trying to get ready for this piece to drop.
Man, this is the wildest. This is the wildest show ever. The wildest show ever with Chuck Mommy. She's bananas. For real. She keep it real, real, real rough, yo. For real.
All right. I got a small taste of it so far.
For those of y'all that don't know, Sunday, I was on the J King Show Live and whatever. And he had a porn star on the show. And I swear, that was a very interesting show. My people that called in, they were kind of upset because, you know, it wasn't my kind of show. But y'all have to realize, when I go on somebody else's show, it can't be as live as this one. So we still got to be fair. And it just made me realize that I am really on top of my shit, you know, and I got an opportunity to network in other venues, and I promise I will never have a fucking boring show. I promise to always give you the hottest shit. I promise coming soon, y'all will hear me fucking live on the air, like, really, so y'all can see that my videos are real. I'm real, and I give it up real good, because it's going to be live, so there's no room for fakeness. So that's something I'm going to bring to y'all in January. I'm going to fuck live on the air. I'm going to give it up so people can hear me please somebody and get it in. So we're going to go talk about some other stuff.
So let me get this straight. Hold on. I'm curious now. Call me George. I'm curious as hell. Let me ask. Will you be like, it's like something they can hear, but they won't be able to see it? They'll just be able to hear it?
Oh, no. They're going to see it because I'm
going to
tiny chat it.
Oh, I was about to say, this old blind man sex. I don't know how that works.
Oh,
I mean, just to hear somebody.
Cyber sex.
You know what I'm saying? That's some bullshit now. That's like a little niggas that be calling them cat line.
Oh,
talking about, and it'd be a man on the other line. They think they're talking to a woman.
Oh, God. You're going to see it live, Tiny Chat, because for those of you that caught me in action on December the 11th on Tiny Chat when I did the head video and caught it, that was real live, up close and personal, and that's what I'm going to do. But Yeah, it's going to be live, Tiny Chat, and you can see it live. So if you miss it, you miss it, because it's not going to be anything that you can play back. Because I don't know if I can, I can't do that on Ustream, because they'll probably kick my ass off, freak as hell. So I have to be nice about it. So, you know,
okay,
for people that want to get their debut in the acting, or, you know, they want people to see they big meat, y'all need to holler at me. I got a question, because there's a lot of men on the air. So, April, we're going to do something different. Men, okay, because a couple, like, last month, we did a show, and we had, we did a poll. Who can take more dick, big women or small women? And the majority ruled that big women can't take no dick. Us slim chicks, we can take a lot of dick. Now, I mean, that may be true or whatever. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to ask the men, like, when y'all get ready to fuck a chick, right? And, you know, most men like a tight, form-fitting pussy. And I'm up there because my shit is tight. I don't got to use no creams or nothing like that. What happens when you...
I second that shit.
You know, April, we good. We good. We got nice, pretty pussies. But what happens when you get ready to fuck a female and you're in doubt, but you fall in? Like, that shit, like, most times when you penetrate, you're supposed to feel some type of friction. What happens when you stick your dick in some pussy and you just fall in and
no
you
wall.
Know that you nice? You
no
know
wall.
That you got a nice... Do you play it off like, oh shit, let me position myself somewhere else, let me change positions, or do you just be like, bitch, like, this ain't gonna work, you've been fucking too much, you ruined, I mean, like, there is no structure to your pussy, or do you sit there and stroke her ego? I'm curious.
Men are awfully quiet right now at this moment.
They
trying
to think about, yo,
why
I had some
film with
pussy last
oh
week.
Oh, my God. Okay, if I was a dude.
Hold on.
Wait.
TJ.
Yo.
TJ. You got all
guys.
Here,
TJ's
not even
there.
Oh, TJ, you
I
got all
guys. I'm here.
You, hey, no, I'm saying
you,
that,
hear
you
me?
Got all guys.
I'll be right.
Hello?
Yeah, I was trying to answer the question.
Okay, no, we can hear you.
Which one of y'all want to go first?
Y'all still can't hear me?
I tell you what. Wait. I tell you what. TJ, give him a down south explanation. I give him up north explanation. So you go first. Go ahead. You go first, G.
Small women, that argument. I'm going to give y'all a technical reason.
Okay, it sounds like TJ is underwater.
Oh, you
yeah,
can't hear
phone,
me?
Yeah, your phone messed up, T. Your phone messed up.
Oh, okay,
yeah, your phone
you
sounds
now?
Like you're in the water. Yeah, we can hear
yeah.
you now. The
right.
network has
a
come back to you.
Hopefully it stays where it's working. All right, a slimmer woman is usually the one who can take the most. Why? Because the vagina is stretched. It's longer. Think about it. If you've ever been with a slim, kind of tall woman, you can do all kinds of shit to that woman. It ain't going to hurt.
My thoughts exactly. Go ahead.
No, seriously. Them tall girls can do all kinds of shit. Now, the fat ones, the reason they can't is because they got fat and all kinds of stuff pressing down. You know, all their shit is under pressure like...
Keep it real.
It's all kind of shit that you can't really get to that you like to. So, and then it's just, you know, you try to put their legs up. Now, I've seen a fat woman who was very limber, and it shocked me that her fat ass was limber. But the bad part about her being that limber was the more she moved, the more other shit moved. So it's almost like carpet that ain't been tied down yet. So if you pull one side, it just bunch up on that side.
Oh, shit.
I was like, damn, bitch, I lost my wallet in your stomach. What kind of shit is this?
That's real talk.
Niggas used to fuck don't spell out. Thank you, bro. Thank you, bro. I've been in there 6 weeks. Jesus. So that's what it is. It's because stuff is all pressed down on them. If you think about a fat person, there's a lot of shit in there. It's usually stomach, and everything is pressed down, so the pussy's not that deep. So that's why they like fatter ones instead of deeper ones.
Have you ever known
you watch a porn, the fat chick always be screaming and acting a fucking fool, and she be serious. They hurting this fat bitch. Somebody got to cut. Damn it. Jeez. He's a stunt pussy up for this shot.
Oh, my God. Y'all are stupid. Y'all are stupid as hell. Okay, so, Mr. GA, what is your up north version of fallen pussy?
A what? A fallen pussy?
Yeah, you know, a bitch ain't got no walls.
I know.
So when you get in, you be like, what the hell?
I mean, for me, if I find somebody like that, I'm just going to get out. You know what I'm saying? I ain't going to play no games and play around and bullshit. I'm out of there. Because, I mean, why sit there and stay there and make a mess? For what? You ain't doing shit anyway, so leave it alone. I'm gone. I'm out of there, yo. I ain't going to sit there and try. I ain't going to try to be He-Man or Mac-Man. I'm out. Simple as that. I'm out of there. I don't like two out of white big shit. I don't want it. I don't want to mess with that shit.
So would you tell her, like, yo, sweetie, your pussy is ruined? Like, you know? Because I don't
know. Why would you tell her, though? Why would you tell her? What are you going
to
get out of that?
Because you want her to know.
But see, then again, see, it could be, I mean, guys are different sizes, too. So if I go up in there and I can't please her, maybe I'm seeing, Andre and John can please her, you know what I'm saying? But it just depends on who she's been with and the guy's size. That's all. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying, TJ? That's real talk.
You can't please somebody that something wrong because you one of them black ones that I talked about.
But I'm saying, though, it might be smart that it's hanging like a horse, too. I'm saying I can probably do her justice where I can. I'm saying, so, I mean, it's different size and different guys. Am I right, T? A lot of guys are different.
Well, you're 100% right. I think I got a nice size, but a girl who co-hosts my show, her name's Diamond Jackson. I don't know if y'all watch porn, but Diamond Jackson is a pretty big porn star. She does a segment called Sexcapades on my show. And on one of the shows, she was talking about the fact that her boyfriend had a 14-inch penis.
Oh!
See, that's real tough.
The fuck am I going to do behind his ass? All I'm going to do is put my foot in your pussy at that point.
She's good. I'll be the first to tell you. You pay me more than 10, I'm running. Deuces.
But that's what I mean, you know. But, I mean, that's what she do for a living. So, and, you know, women are very competitive anyway. If you pull out a 20-inch dick, a woman will try to ride it just to say she did.
Right.
Nah,
y'all motherfuckers have a baby
girlfriend
come out y'all pussy, so you can't say what you won't let go in it.
See, what y'all start to realize, when we in labor, we are dilated 10 centimeters. That helps out a lot. That
well, when you fuck that
lot.
Nigga that's 14 inches, your ass better be dilated too. He going to force dilate your ass.
That's a good thing. That's a good one.
Oh my God. Okay, we got the word college. Y'all are retarded. What is it that men can go anywhere and they just get like a little bond or whatever? Because it's like, I don't know. Because
we ain't in competition.
Right.
Men look
right
at it like this. There's two men on here and two women. You take her, I'll take her. Let's ride.
There it is.
Women get on and they be thinking, oh, hell, them men's laughing at her jokes more than mine. And then y'all always thinking that y'all want everything. I did it on my show last night. What I talked about was the fact that women are the most selfish creatures in the world. And I had people calling in cussing me out, but then I stopped them and I explained them to them. I explained three things to them to let them know why I believe women are the most selfish creatures in the world. And when I got through explaining it, they had nothing to say. I said, number one, women believe that they can have abortions without the help of the man, without the input of the man who got them pregnant. They believe it's their body and it's okay. But they also believe that if they decide to have the baby, that that man must come in and pay child support regardless of the fact that he didn't have no input on that either. That's a selfish-ass act, that you're willing to kill a child just because you want to, or keep it just because you want to and can't nobody tell you no different. How stupid is that? Number two, women will get mad at one of their friends and tell all the rest of their friends that they should no longer hang with that person too. Men don't do that shit. If I got mad at my man G, I wouldn't tell everybody else that hang out with us, since I'm mad at him, y'all shouldn't hang with his ass either. Women do that.
Right. That's true.
Y'all are a selfish, selfish-ass brand of people. So y'all have a hard time getting along. And then another thing you never hear men say that women say. What kind of man would you ever hear say, you know, I only hang out with girls because I don't get along with dudes? What kind of shit is that? You never hear no nigga say that, that ain't gay. But women will actually say this stupid shit. Women will say, I don't hang out with women because women are catty. I'd rather hang out with a bunch of guys. Well, then that's why you can't keep no man. You shouldn't even get mad when your man leaves you, because he have a hard time hanging out with your ass. If you can't hang out with other women, then you understand why I can't stay with women that long. I need a new one. You're fucking up. It's time to go.
Oh, my God. You know what? The first two, I can't even argue with, but the second one, oh, well, you know what? I'm outnumbered. I'm going to shut up.
There is no argument. I had them women's mouths shut last night. They didn't know what to say.
You might
I don't tell lies. I
one.
Break it down and tell you what it is. You can deal with it how you want to.
You might have a point. You might have a point.
That's like a nigga saying, I don't get along with black people. What kind of shit is that?
I'd rather hang around white people. I can't stand black people.
You're like, what? The hell did you say? He's like black as hell, and he didn't like black people.
That's like the character on the Boondocks.
Exactly. Was it Uncle Remus or something like that? I try not watching that stuff, though, because I try to keep my ghetto down a level. I got too many white sponsors.
But
I have to watch out.
But you can't help but watch that one. That show was so cute. It is so cute. Especially when he made that song, Look at Them New Niggas Over There. Like, that shit was kind of cute. I have to watch
Homies Over Hoes is my song.
Homies Over Hoes?
You never seen that? That shit is hilarious. It's this gay rapper, but nobody know, the little boy doesn't know he's gay. And he has a song called Homies Over Hoes, and they got a video and everything. And he be mushing the women in the face when the women be trying to get in the VIP with him. And it just be him and his homeboys. And the little boy think he's saying, you know, like bros over hoes, like hang out with your homeboys and never take stuff from women. But he said no, he just want to hang out with dudes. You got to go look it up. Go look up Homies Over Hoes. It's hilarious.
That's a funny shit, yo.
I'm going to have to think of that. Okay, we got some more people that want to come in. Y'all are retarded. Okay, so where you at, honey? Are you there?
Ain't no blow away.
Yeah, your girl done left again.
Yeah, she done broke out of jail. She done got scared.
She walking to another store. She walking to another store or something, going to pick out some drawers or something. She in Victoria's Secret. Trying to get some New Year's draws. Her New Year's resolution to get some more draws. These motherfuckers is old.
Hold on. You know what? This is the right dream. Hold on. Oh, no, see, I got to bring somebody in because I'm so recurrent. Like, you is just crazy. You and DA, like, no. DA, when you come back down to the A, do not look him up.
I'm going to have to, man. That's my dog. Okay, well.
Hey, you need to look me up on Facebook, dog.
I'm going to do that, man, for real. I'm going to do that.
No, you need to get in his group, Love and Sex Talk Uncensored. Wow. Mm-hmm. Like, it's like a good-ass group on Facebook. For everybody that's on Facebook, Love and Sex Talk Uncensored. Like,
yeah,
because
I got a Sex Talk
so
1,
good.
And it's got like 5,000 motherfuckers in there, and they all trying to get at me, so I had to create another one.
Oh, yeah.
And I would.
This one?
Yeah, I wouldn't let people in it because I was like, this is lame every time I say something. And again, I don't mind it. I'm one of those. I tell people, I'm at best an F level celebrity, but I don't mind it. It's cute to a certain extent that people come at me that way. But after a while, it just gets irritating. And if you're another guy in that group, you're thinking, well, who the fuck does this nigga think he is when everybody in the group trying to fuck him? So I just said I got to create one where I even it out a little bit.
Gotcha. That makes sense. That makes sense. That makes a lot of sense.
And I make it my business every morning or afternoon when I wake up to start a discussion topic and see what happens. And, you know, it gets some positive feedback. I think tomorrow, I think I'm going to reach within and bring out some deep, thick topic and then watch how many people come out and talk about it. It's like people wait for you to bring out subjects. They don't want to talk about them. They don't want to bring it out because they're going to be like, oh, my person's freaky or what the fuck? But they wait for other people to bring it out. Then they want to comment all fucking day. They're like, yeah. I'll be like, mm-hmm. It's still going to be the same. You're talking about it. You should have brought it out your damn self.
Mm-hmm.
People, that's what I've learned. Closet freaks are the worst. Like, for me, I'll be the first to tell you I'm a nasty, freaky bitch. I have no problem saying that. I have no problem doing what I do, look in the mirror and be like, oh, I'm a cute bitch. Yes, I get it in because that's me. I'm comfortable in the skin I'm in. So therefore, when a guy gets ready to fuck with me, he knows that, yo, this bitch likes to fuck. She likes to lick. She likes to suck. She's like a Hoover vacuum cleaner. By the time she's finished with me, there's nothing left. I'm like soldiers, good to the last drop.
I like closet freaks. I like closet freaks because, one, I want a motherfucker I can take to the company function. I want a bitch I can take to the motherfucking christening. I want. I can't take your ass to the christening. Everybody know. I'm saying, pastor done got up and stopped. Hold up. There's a heathen in the house. I'm like, oh, Lord, damn it. He see you, baby. Get down. Put your head down. Shit. I like them when they call. And my expectations aren't that high. Closet freak, I think she ain't going to do something. Then next thing you know, she done twirled and did a backflip and landed on my dick. I'm surprised.
Really?
A woman that ain't a closet freak, when she tell me up front, you know, I'm a freak, I do X, Y, and Z. All she going to do is pretty much let me down. It's just like if a man tell you how big his dick is. There's nowhere to go but down after that statement, right?
No, because you tell me how big it is doesn't mean that it's that. You know what I'm saying?
And just because, right. So just because you tell me how freaky you are, don't mean you that. Your level of freakiness might be way below some chick I've been with before. I've dated three porn stars. Your level of freakiness is probably not that high.
Maybe, maybe not.
These bitches let you stick a cheeseburger in their ass before you fuck. And we'll cough that motherfucker up. Here you go, see, I told you. The fuck?
Oh, gosh. Okay, so you hear these retarded ass men. I'm here screaming like, oh, my God. I want to say something. Hold on. Was that Mr. TJ talking about me and my drawers? Honey, I was waiting for the New Year's to buy new drawers, okay? Just stay sexy any day, any time of the day. I just whip it out, like, bye.
My New Year's resolution to hit up Victoria's Secret. I'm changing my whole top draw, girl.
Top
the whole draw.
Always sexy every day, all day. But you can't go to the laundromat and be like, well, George, you got on? Vicky's, baby. That's
girl, when
up.
You can no longer tell the difference between your red and pink drawers, it's time to get a new set.
Yes, and don't worry. My drawers stay fine, okay? They stay sexy all day, every day.
Because I'm one of them meticulous
you?
Men. I'm a metrosexual man. I wouldn't even fuck you if you come out your clothes and you got on a brown bra and some yellow drawers. What the fuck are you doing? And you are there talking about it's laundry day. It's
okay,
laundry day. You don't want to hear that shit.
How about this? You know what? When I'm seeing with lingerie, they say fuck the lingerie.
take that shit off because you look better, okay?
Well, I understand that. That's why I said I'm a metrosexual man. You got to dress shit up. I can't even eat food that don't look right. There's a lot of mother. I can't eat in your kitchen if it's nasty. If your food ain't laid out right, I'm not eating. That's just me.
So that's a no-no. That's just a plain nastiness. About Big Pussy, though, can I just touch that topic real quick about Big Pussy? Even though I have had no experience, I have been around Big Pussy bitches. Can I say that on air?
Yes, you can. Say what you want.
Let me tell you how I know that they have big pussies. Because a bitch with no walls is not a confident bitch. Like, she'd be walking around, she would think the crispiest bitch would take on man. Because your shit ain't good. You know what I'm saying? And they walk around having problems with everybody else. They just stress the fuck out. Now, I have had dudes, you know, as friends, and they talk about what they do in situations like that. Now, if I was a man, as Mr. G said, I just wouldn't even waste time because what am I doing? You know, like, I'm burning sweat for what? Like, we're not going to get anywhere. You know, I'm not going to be satisfied.
Well, there's still a small difference, though. Like, okay.
What's the difference?
A woman can have a big cooch. But if she don't get very wet, it's still going to feel tight. A woman can have a tight cooch, but if she Niagara Falls, the motherfucker's going to feel loose.
Well,
there's a reason why they sell KY jelly. There's
cases,
a reason why your doctor, before he stick his
agree.
Shit up in your ass.
I can agree with that. But then what the fuck what the hell you doing in a dry big pussy? Like,
wait a minute. There's another thing. There's a reason why they
What's
sell KY jelly. There's a... Because not every woman can get that wet.
Oh, well, I'm
that's,
sorry.
That's why
I've
they
sell KY.
They sell
so KY
because
some
women, yeah, they have women who don't get wet like that. They just don't.
Oh,
no matter how horny they are, they don't get wet. So they have to. That's why they sell all these lubricants.
Damn, that's sad.
Yes. I know it
sucks.
It's just like
sad.
That women who can't get pregnant. You
Talk
fuck them all day and won't nothing happen.
Niagara Falls, baby.
If some motherfuckers walk past a dick and be 3 months pregnant. Damn it. And most of the time, the motherfuckers that get pregnant easy be the one that can't take care of no kids. They wouldn't. I would let this bitch take care of my dog while I was out of town for a weekend. She got 4 kids.
He is so right. So right.
Oh my gosh! Like,
but,
no, that's crazy.
But no, on the road though, big pussy is not cool. You know, like, ladies, if you're listening, whatever you gotta do, we got Caribbean remedies and all that different shit. Like, you know, get the book, pull it out. You know, get your vinegar, whatever. Go to the doctors. I seen a Arabic bitch. She had her shit stitched back up because she was supposed to be a virgin when she got married. So she had to have that shit, you know, redo. Do whatever you gotta do. If you gotta save up your money, go redo your shit. But, like, loose pussy is not cool, you know?
I'm talking about the body pussy. Get it rebuilt.
Huh? Get it rebuilt.
Get that shit rebuilt.
Put that shit on the month of construction. Do something. Start all over again. Like, you know, but get that shit right, because you're gonna be a lonely soul making everybody else's lives miserable. You know, like,
well, typically, if you
don't
got to a point where your pussy's big, it's been a lot of shit entering and exiting your pussy at that point. If it's just that big.
Yeah. But I've heard about shit like that, though, you know, and I wonder, like, how do you live? What do you fuck a horse? Like, you know, where do you get your satisfaction?
They just like to fuck a lot. They can just like to fuck a lot, and, you know, the electricity in their pussy just, you know, it just might have a breakdown. You know what I'm saying?
I think it's just like saggy titties. Some people, I knew a chick when I was 18. I met this chick, I was 18, she was 18. She had the biggest, most beautiful breast ever. That bitch took off her bra, the nipples was on her lap. I said, bitch, I got to lick your knee.
Like,
I can lick your kneecap and your titties at the same time.
Like,
there's a problem.
As a woman, I look into dudes because I hang around a lot of guys, you know, as friends. And I'm like, oh, my gosh. And I go, oh, them big titties. I like them big titties. And I just look at the female coming through the club, and I'm like, damn, this bitch need to win the bra. What is this nigga talking about? Like, see, like, big titties, nigga, would you like to see that shit when the bra comes off? You know what I'm saying? That shit could be like a bow tie around your neck. Like,
well, women. Well, that's why another problem I have with a lot of women, especially black women, because y'all fucking liars from the time y'all meet us. So don't get mad that you find out I got three more kids.
Wait, that's okay.
Y'all,
wait,
listen.
Wait,
let me tell you why. Hold on. Let me stop you. You know how you said that about bras? Y'all wear padded bras. Y'all will have on weave in your fucking head. Talking about your mama Cherokee. Mm-hmm. Your family is that cheap Laredo out in the front yard.
I can agree with that shit. No, on the road though, at some point, I can agree with that because I know a couple of chicks that, you know what I'm saying, I'm seeing the fucking wet and wavy, and these talking about, my mom's Indian. Now, me, I don't have to talk shit. Straight up, if you see my family, everybody knows we're from the Caribbean. We Indian and Asian and black. I'm a black female. Now, I don't fight the fact of being mixed. I'm proud to be a black woman. So I walk around, I am a black woman. People see me, oh, you're mixed with something, April, you're mixed with something. Yes, because I look like that. Yes, I'm mixed with many things. At the end of the day, I'm a black woman. Yes, my hair might not be late for school, and, you know, I might not have to fight to get the shit in a ponytail. It's good. You can run your fingers through it. It's mine. It's natural. You know what I'm saying? So I don't have to fight that. You understand? I have a good complexion.
Well, I think that's where we have that problem in the black community.
I don't have to fight that. Now,
with
my
bad
boobies,
hair, like another nigga has running around robbing banks and shit.
My boobies is not like, that's the whole thing with hair, though. I don't understand when people say, oh, that's good hair from bad hair. My shit is, bad hair is when your shit is breaking off to the point where you about to see scalp. That is bad hair.
Exactly.
You need
bad hair is unhealthy hair. That's
you know
what
I'm saying? That's unhealthy. That's bad hair. Now, more kinky hair, what makes that bad hair? I've seen people with kinky long hair. I've seen people with kinky, strong, nice, healthy hair, you know? So I don't understand what's the difference between bad hair and good hair. You know what I'm saying? Now, it might take a longer time for you to get to where you're going if you have to comb it, but I'm just saying, you know, it's not bad hair. It's just a different hair type. So I hate when people talk so ignorant about bad hair.
We've become so Americanized, and white people have made American blacks feel so bad about themselves that they always look at something.
Exactly.
Think about it. We're the only race where.
I tell you that. I am from the Caribbean, and where I'm from, I've never heard such shit. Like, growing up here, it taught me a lot because I'm like, what the fuck is bad hair? Like, I'm like, mommy, can you tell me what the fuck is bad hair at 12 years? Like, what the fuck is bad hair? Like, you know, because I don't know nothing about that. And in the Caribbean, we're all mixed up. So you see some curly, some kinky, some straight, some, you know what I'm saying? And it was never a problem where one is looked down, you know, a little less because your hair is different. You understand? So I don't, that shit that they put in our heads, like the straighter our hair is, you know, the more beautiful, the longer the shit is, or the curlier it is. Like, I don't give a frick. I'll rock an afro, you know, I'll go get a perm, or I'll go wear my shit natural, or I'll take it all off because I have before. You know, I don't let the thing with hair define who I am. I'm a beautiful woman. You know, so whether hair or no hair, if you want me, you want me. If you don't, you don't. And I'm okay with that. I'm okay with my complexion. I don't need bleach to bleach nothing. I'm caramel, and that's fine with me. I don't need to be red bone. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not fighting these shits. Like, I'm not fighting having a big ass, a little waist, big titties. You know, the perfect shit, the perfect this. Look, this is who I am. If you want that, that's what you get. And take it or leave it. That's it. I'm proud of
who I am.
That's what
I mean. But that's what I say about women. It's like they always say that they want a man that doesn't lie. Yet when you meet them, they're lying. You ask a motherfucker how old they are, and they scared of telling you how old they are. I had a girl get mad at me for asking how old. Talking about some, what does that matter? That's personal. I'm like, wait a minute. Yeah, I'm like, wait a minute, bitch. You done gave me your phone number and your address, but your motherfucking age is personal?
I don't get it, though. What is about the age, though? I'm just saying, if you look good, does it fucking matter what your age is?
I don't get it because it ain't like I can Google your age and your shit come up, your social security number come up because I put 35 in there.
I'm so young, so I'm proud to say my shit. Nah, I'm 23, and I'm proud to throw that out there at anybody. Like, I'll give you my birth certificate. That's how old I am, and I'll be fucking 40 out there.
Well, I mean, if you're
23,
you're proud of saying that. I mean, that ain't nothing to be proud of. That's like,
no,
like a nigga saying I got 12 inches. I'm proud to say it. Of course.
Even when
I'm a millionaire, and I'm proud to say it. I
I mean,
even at 30, 35, or 40, I'll still be processing my shit.
They all said that at 23.
When you look at me, hell no. When you look at me, you'll be like, God damn. And then I told you my age, you'd be like, oh, hell no. You know, keep yourself looking good. Then you don't have to give a shit about telling a nigga your age. Like, so what's the big deal? I look good,
I
and
I understand
like
to a certain extent why,
your age,
because
they
women,
don't believe
women,
you.
Women are like used cars. I'm just saying,
yeah,
they are. The older y'all get, it ain't no warranty on that motherfucker. Even if it look good, it just it's as is. It could break down tomorrow. Buy at your own risk, nigga. Buy at your own risk.
We're gonna puppy day. Hi. Why you hate females so damn much? You just be bashing the females, huh?
That is
yeah.
not me.
Hold on.
Yo, listen, real fast. This is the kind of dude I need on this show, yo, because I'm telling you, TJ, Choppy just dissing niggas. I mean, every week, yo, she be just dissing niggas. And I be on it hard, yo, but yo, hold on, but listen, though, I'm saying, listen, she be male bashing the whole 9 yards, but listen, man. I'm thanking you.
Mr. D, oh my God, he don't even defend us. God damn it, Chalk Mommy, we are not on. We are by ourselves. Okay, Mr. G is
on. He need to go. You need to go ahead and let me find him on Facebook. You need to let me get him on Facebook.
Okay, Mr. G is so on it right now.
Yeah, who suggest me as a friend or tell me where to find him on Facebook?
Oh, please, I would not mind finding you on Facebook because there ain't a damn thing negative that you could say about me. You would just be like, case closed.
But wait a minute, I haven't said anything negative. Can y'all tell me one thing I've said negative?
I won't say negative. I'll just say that.
Be real.
Exactly. There's nothing I've even said that was wrong. Women
no,
are.
Day,
think about it. Wait a minute. There's a reason
the
why
day,
Sean Connery at 80. Wait, listen.
Yo.
There's a reason why Sean Connery and a reason why Denzel Washington, old men, can still be leading men on movies. Mm-hmm. But you don't see no old ass women being the love interest.
Why not?
Because in society, the older you get, think about it, even with Ashton Kutcher, what happened with him and his wife was doing them web things, she got upset because people kept looking at them beside each other and kept saying, why do you want this old woman? And she looks good for her age, but she still look old. And when's the last movie you seen Demi Moore in where she's the lead?
Well, damn.
Because when a woman
I ain't even
going to
say nothing. You have a point.
Because
there
I haven't said
females.
Anything wrong. That's,
right.
untrue. There's a reason why men, when they get in their 40s, can marry women in their 20s. But the other way around, it looks nasty.
Well, that in some cases, I'm not going to agree with that all the way because I'm telling you the real truth. I've seen some women in their 40s, and these bitches are bad bitches. Like, I would be like,
I didn't say people in their 40s don't look good. Did I say that? See, that's what I mean. That's why you can't hold a conversation with women and it be logical. I never said that.
Don't even go there. Talk
I never, but wait a minute. You brought
hold
up something
wait,
I never
wait,
said.
Wait,
why
wait,
did
wait,
you
wait,
bring
wait.
That
talk
up if
mommy,
I never said it?
Talk, Mommy, and Mr. G. Y'all both know that I'm not the type of female that's, you know, all female. You know, I'm not like.
So I'm just
okay,
asking you, why did you bring
females?
That up if I never said
because
that?
Because it
was
like
not
people
my
were looking
at
it
all.
Like it was gross. Like, I know some females that I wouldn't look at it like it was gross. Like, if a younger dude was an older chick. Like, if she looks good. Now, if she don't.
It doesn't
you know,
matter if she
point,
looks good. It's an older woman with a 20-year-old man, and you keep thinking that could be his mama. It don't matter if she looks good. You look at it and you say it doesn't look
yeah.
right.
You think
you
it doesn't
what?
Look right? I think
most
we're getting too,
okay,
like,
name some old women
times,
with young men.
Like
name
like
some
happens.
Old women with young men in entertainment right now. Just name some.
I don't really know much. I don't know. I'm just saying, I don't really know much. But at the end of the day, like I'm saying, at the end of the day, this is a new fucking time. It's a new era. Shit like that happen. That is your opinion, and I understand that. I don't agree with that.
But I didn't
show,
bring
but
out opinions.
Opinion,
I brought out facts.
Cool.
That's why I asked you to name them. It's facts when I can name
fact,
you situations.
That's not a fact. That is just your opinion. Like
what,
that is
what
your
part
opinion.
Is this an opinion? What
that's
part?
Not the fact. That's just
what,
saying
what did
everybody
I say that
looks at it like it was gross, like it doesn't look right. That is your opinion. That's not a fact.
Wait a minute.
Like,
I said most people
fact?
Will
How
look at it and
fact?
Say, ooh, that's not right. Most people will.
And then most people, that's their opinions, once again, as well as other people would look at
we're
it and be like, okay,
wait a minute,
that's normal.
We're discussing opinions. If most people eat McDonald's if most people eat McDonald's over Wendy's, it's a fucking fact,
God.
Even though it's their opinion, that it tastes better. It's an opinion, but it is a fact.
Okay, if you say
that's
so.
Why
that's what I'm saying is
my
opinion,
because
I know a lot
people.
Of people.
If you want to throw black folks off, either put it in a book, because they won't pay attention to it. And she said black people will argue with a stop sign just because they don't want to stop. Even though that sign says stop, they'll argue with that song, bitch, because
okay,
they don't want to.
Okay, Mr. CJ. Okay, Mr. CJ.
I know
okay, Mr. CJ.
That want to get
watch
in.
Your goddamn mouth. Don't be trying to insult my intelligence, okay?
How am I
insulting
your
intelligence,
ma'am?
Let's not go there, okay?
So you decided to start cussing. Then you want to tell me
say
to watch my goddamn mouth like you're going to jump to the phone and kick my damn ass. That's a woman.
Say that again.
That's
say
a
that
woman
again?
For you. Then you're going to tell
say
me to watch
again?
My goddamn mouth like you're going to jump through this damn phone and whoop my ass.
And
you're not.
If I jump through the goddamn phone, what you going to do, Mr. CJ?
Because I said something that was true and now you're cussing.
What are you
going to do? Like what a woman does. Get pissed off at a fact.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Don't be insulting my goddamn intelligence. I didn't say anything about your intelligence. I never questioned your intelligence. You're just upset. That's what I love about Georgia Tech. They don't spit out no people that just argue non-facts.
Do I sound angry? I'm not angry.
Yes, when you start using God's name in vain just to get
the cross. Oh, my God.
What would you call
yes,
it?
Yes.
What would
you
say
if
somebody
said,
don't insult my goddamn intelligence?
I have
what, does that sound like a nice thing to say?
I do have
is that what you would say
comedian.
When you met a person at the mall?
No, real talk. I'm not angry. Like, I said, your opinion, my opinion. At the end of the day, that's it. And you know, from that. But anyway, move on. Get the other caller on the line.
Caller 925-766, you're on the air.
You didn't call out that whole person's number, did you?
Put him on blast,
damn,
yo.
This show is off the chain.
No, I said 925-766, you know?
Yep, I'm
funny as shit. Y'all some crazy motherfuckers.
I think TJ, Chalk Mommy, I think your shit is rubbing off on this TJ.
Yo, you hear me? You hear me?
Yo, what is my father?
You guys can hear
me? I think that's him talking to you. I think that's him talking
to you. Yeah, he's talking to you.
Yo.
Oh, where? Hello?
Yeah, you can't hear me?
Right, we can hear you, bro. I think she can.
All right. Hey, you a funny motherfucker, and that shit is hilarious, dude. You talk
bro.
About broke asses and shit. That shit is hilarious.
Make your way to Atlanta and catch a couple of my shows this month.
Yo,
female, we don't even want to hear from y'all right now.
Thank you. Deuces.
How you going to tell that man you don't want to hear from him because he ain't a woman?
We're talking to you and Mr. GA. 925, they can come on and say something. But if they start sounding like y'all, it's a wrap.
All he said was I was funny. What, is he supposed to say you suck?
Yo,
now,
you
see, this dude is ridiculous.
Y'all are killing me.
Yeah.
Yo, you funny. She's like, oh, hell no, we got to find somebody on here that think he suck. Next caller, please.
Get off my line, for real.
You know what I'm saying? She cussed him out. Don't call, bitches. Don't call.
I will never cuss anybody out. Like, really.
Fuck up my phone line.
You cussed that fat girl out on my show.
Oh, my God.
You cussed that fat girl out on my show. Shot.
Okay.
I just want to tell you,
this
is Soul Kid Radio. I was talking to you on, this is Rick from Soul Kitchen Radio.
This girl is ridiculous.
You know what? I was up till 5 o'clock in the morning listening to you when you had Rise V on your show. Now, before he even got on there, Oh my God, you went in so fucking hard on Joe Budden. Like, I cannot stop fucking laughing.
No, that's the wrong show, honey.
No, I'm Hollywood Heaven. But I'm sorry, so fortunate. I was listening to you because you were talking about the
no.
Oh, yeah, no, I didn't. Yeah,
no,
so I was not Joe Budden.
People that listen to my show, I had to think about it, Soul Kitchen and then Hollywood Heaven. Soul Kitchen, you were talking about the voting because you have this commercial with Arnold Schwarzenegger, and they're talking about, you know, the money and everything like that, and you were saying for your Halloween party, you was either going to be an EBT card and somebody was going to be Michelle Obama.
Yeah, that's how, that was my show. That's my shit. We was in there just talking shit. But, yeah, I've enjoyed your show. I listened to your Christmas show, April. You can sing. Good
Thank
job.
Thank you.
Come on. Oh,
yeah, she can sing tonight.
Thank you very much. No, my throat is a little bothered tonight.
Yeah, my show is right here on Blog Talk.
Swallowing?
On the West Coast. I'm here in the Bay Area.
Thank you.
I know y'all on the East.
What, tell everybody what night your show is on.
My show, we go on Monday afternoons at 2 o'clock from 2 to 2 to 4. We do a lot of interviews. We're breaking new music. Soul Kitchen Radio, right?
Cool.
I mean, wait, 2 to 4, so that'd be like 7 to 9 our time, right?
Yeah, no, 4, no. 2, 3, 5 to 7 your time.
5 to 7.
7 your time. And
make
then,
sure y'all listen to him. Soul Kitchen, he is fucking
oh,
funny. Because I'm still tripping off the EBT card, really.
Just getting started. We're going to start getting harder. If you want, there's...
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to laugh at that word.
EBT?
Huh? No, he said hard. He said hard.
Oh, yeah. You know,
sorry.
Men get hard,
I'm sorry.
And then they get soft again.
I'm sorry to interrupt. Go ahead. I'm so sorry.
I wanted to call and say Happy New Year's. I gotta go.
Go do my shit.
Since I was talking to you yesterday on Twitter, Chuck, I just wanted to shout out and say what's happening.
Well, thank you so much. I appreciate you not letting TJ and Mr. J GA get you fucked up. You're my baby right now. So
yes,
thank you. Yeah.
You get started.
Yo, don't fall for that shit, man. And don't fall for that bullshit.
Man, be your own man, dog.
That's right.
Y'all be mad because we ain't jumping on the bandwagon. Whatever.
That's right. Ladies, for y'all that are listening, Soul Kitchen, he's really cute. He has like a baby face, but he looks like he can handle his business.
You a pedophile?
So, you know, nah, he
really cute. He looked like my 5-year-old nephew. What?
He looks like he can meet our needs. He looks like one of those, like, baby, you had a hard day at work. Come over here. Let me massage your shoulders. Like, and then when he's doing it, it's like he's kissing the neck. And he just looks like he's very attentive to a woman. That's what the fuck I meant.
Like a baby, I guess, right? Like a baby does, I guess.
This dude, oh, my goodness. This dude is just like,
we're gonna, you know what? This is gonna be another Christmas show. When 10 o'clock comes, we're still gonna be on here, and I'm still gonna be hot, wet, and bothered. I knew I should have went to Priscilla's and brought a toy tonight, because I'm gonna need one, because I don't think I'm gonna make it out before 12 o'clock to get something. So we're gonna see what
the
hell.
What is Priscilla's?
That's like Starship.
Oh, okay. I was about to say, because we don't have that shit here. That's like a
now,
nigga's
y'all
house.
A Starship. Y'all got a Starship.
Got...
I see you're familiar with that.
Yeah, I know about it. We did a show there live from there once.
I bet you did. Mm-hmm.
Boy, she a nut, baby.
I ain't into toys, girl. Girl told me to bring some toys to the bedroom one time. I brought my motherfucking Transformers. She was pissed. I said you didn't specify, bitch. You did
oh my
not
God,
specify.
That's so
we can
crazy,
still have
right?
fun with Megatron. We can still have fun.
That's crazy. Because...
Y'all bring y'all Transformer every time y'all come into the bedroom to fuck, because I'm telling you, anything that can go from soft to, like, this is what trips me out about men. Y'all dick is small when it's soft. But when that bitch get hard, it's like, whoop. Not everybody, but
I'm gonna say I don't know about it. I ain't never had nobody just. I don't give a fuck how cold it is outside. I ain't never had nobody say, you know, that's just a little damn dick. Oh, wait a minute, I've never had that happen.
Shit. April.
Yes.
I have my sister
trying
to get online, get on the bandwagon here because Mr. TJ. Okay. I need Mr. CJ. I'm
off. You know what? We're going to bring 804 in because
huh?
they have really been flipping and flashing or whatever. And then when we finish with 804, April, it's this video on my site you need to see.
I will. I'll check your site out. I have to do that.
It's the latest
one. It's so crazy because I've never had a bored moment in bed. but I'm going to say this, like, I've never really ever used, like, toys. Like, I've never really used those things. I just thought this week, like, oh, my God, I have to go and venture through the aisles and maybe, you know, get up on my toys or something. Because I've never, like, had to use it. I've never really used it. I've never had a bored moment, like, ever.
Have y'all ever used a toy on a dude? Not a girl, on a dude.
Okay, hold on. Pause.
Now,
okay.
If I use a toy on a dude, I'm going to have a question mark. So I'm going to be suspect with that motherfucker.
Well,
like,
first of all, I'm
going
to have a question mark before I use the toy, okay? There is no need to use the toy on a dude. Something is definitely wrong.
But that's what I'm saying.
That
see,
area.
That girl was talking about how big a freak she was. Now, that girl, the girl who's on my show, Diamond Jackson, the porn star, she said she used a strap on one of her men friends.
Oh, no, honey. Oh, I don't know.
I'm 804. How you doing?
Hello?
Y'all make me laugh so hard. God damn, I can see my six pack.
Welcome to Chocolate City. How you doing?
I'm doing all right. How y'all doing?
We doing great.
Okay.
That's what it is. I'm a first-time listener, and y'all show is the shit.
Uh-oh.
And I wanted to say, so I forgot the dude's name. I think it's G.A. or whatever I think that's his name is.
Yeah, go ahead.
So familiar.
Yeah, what's popping, my dude? Hey, what I wanted to say to you was, like, I agree, but I disagree with what you had said about how, you know, how some dudes, when they chilling and they get into a beef with one of their mans and they say, like, nah, don't chill with that dude. Now, I was involved.
Hold on. Wait, not to cut you off, but Carla, could you state your name, please, if you don't mind?
My fault, Mom. My name is Tri. Everybody call me Travo.
Okay. You kind of sound like somebody I know.
That's what I
know, right? I was about to say
you
from
live
job,
in
though.
York, but you live in VA.
Yeah, I live in VA now, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Right.
Yeah, see, I pay attention to BBM. What's up, Poppy? How you doing?
Oh, what's popping, Mommy? How you?
I'm doing good.
Brother, I'll ask you a question.
What I was saying to you, Mr. G.A.,
TJ, go ahead.
Let's hear this.
What I was saying was, just recently, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying, I was involved in a little situation, and me and that man, my whole thing is like this. If you got a problem with me, you know what I'm saying, you don't take the bitch route and try to tell the rest of my team don't fuck with me because me and you got an incident. And he was going around telling niggas, like, yo, don't
but do you see what
him.
You just called it, though? You see what you called it, though, right? You said the bitch route.
We call that bitch ass.
Oh,
exactly. See, so what I'm saying, I don't speak in absolutes. When I speak, it's in general. And what me and my man G.A. was saying was, in general, men don't do that. Men don't, I mean, like you called it a bitch route because, you know, men don't typically do that. That's a whole ass thing to do, to run up and tell another man, hey, don't be his dog because I'm not his dog.
Yeah, and niggas had alienated themselves from me. because of what he did. Now, I'm new out here. I'm not from VA, so I don't know the way these niggas roll. But don't call yourself my man, no homo, if you're not like that. Don't try to bring
up
the
other
roof and
fuck with. Let me tell you something, bro, that my girl always tell me. You probably should look at this. Don't get mad at the person that's trying to lead people. Get mad at the person that the people that follow. See, if I go to the club and I tell 100 chicks, hey, y'all come out here and suck my dick, don't get mad at me for trying to get my dick sucked. Get mad at your girl for following.
I can agree with that. No, because at the end of the day,
it's about. You can't get mad at him that he got the power to be able to get them to walk and walk out on you. You got to get mad at them that they mind weak enough to follow.
Exactly. Where's the loyalty and where the fuck is your own mind? Like, you don't have a mind of your own to sit there and be like, are you serious? Like, you know, like, what the hell is that? How are you going to tell me? Like, I've had chicks done that to me before. Like, they have a problem with me. They go around telling the world, don't talk to her. She's this, she's that, she's the other. Like, okay. And I've had chicks that come back and tell me, listen, could you believe that shit? Like, you know, this bitch is crazy. You know, like, okay, whatever. And I've had chicks that actually gave me the stink face. Like, after, like, we was just talking last week. Now this chick come to tell you that you shouldn't talk to me. And now today you're giving me the stink face. Now I look at them like, you know what? I have to laugh at you because you don't have a mind of your own. Because if somebody just come and tell you, like, okay, don't talk to her. Like, and we was just talking. Like, you know me. It's not like we don't know each other. If you don't know each other and then you're her friend, then that's the difference. You know what I'm saying? Because loyalty is loyalty. It don't matter. You know, but if you
some girl told me not to listen to your show anymore, and you're stupid for listening to his show, and she was trying to get me not to, and I told her, I said, it's about 300,000 motherfuckers listening to my show 3 times a week. I don't care if you don't listen.
Exactly. Like, that don't faze me. Like, I don't give a shit. I tell people I came into this world by myself. I'm going to leave the fuck by myself on the top. This crazy dragon motherfucker with me. But, you know, I'm leaving by myself. So, really and truly, I don't give a shit. Like, you know, you want to not speak to me? Okay, so tell me what else the fuck is new. You know, like, you're not fucking me. You're not, you know, paying my bills. You're not fucking making me breathe. So, why the fuck do I have to care that you don't talk to me? Like, you know, I don't give a shit. You know, that shows me that you don't have a mind
like
of your
that,
own.
Bro.
If you don't have
saying,
a mind of your
is,
own,
that is a
that's a
tendency.
Sad thing. The saddest thing in the world is not to have a mind of your own because you're fucking lost.
Yeah, but
you
a lot of people,
like,
but if you notice that a lot of people are like that. To me, that's why I like when
right.
I go listen to my show.
Of
I
course.
Speak contrary to what's out there. I'm not a fucking Tyler Perry fan. You got this closet homosexual man making movies.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Mr. PJ. We're going to have to butt heads again. But I'm sorry once again, but no, you have to be honest with someone. That is your opinion, though, right? That is just your opinion. And I could respect that. I could respect that that's your opinion.
Hello?
I have to
let me finish. What was my opinion?
God damn it, that you said you don't like this shit. That's your opinion. Shit.
Hello?
No,
first, when you
saying,
say I don't like it, common sense. Did you take English? English, when someone says I don't
English.
Like it, makes it an opinion.
I took English. You
so
said
you know
don't
that
like
if I start a sentence off with
freak.
I don't like, that
hold
is called
on,
an opinion.
Because you got this closet freak, what? Because you got this closet freak and whatnot, right?
No,
off the
I
bat,
said he's a closet homosexual. That's my opinion.
Hold on, I'm not. Right, okay, so there you go.
But
well,
I'm sure
go.
People know that unless I'm the one
don't
sleeping with it.
But you're the only one that thinks like that, though. That is your opinion. You're
I'm not
the
only
one that
thinks like that either.
Okay,
nothing
so
I say am I the only
people.
One that thinks like
it. And does that make it a fact? You and a few people, so does that make it a fact?
Look, when did
no,
I ever say it was a fucking
so
fact?
Right, and
you?
I'm not saying that you did, but you're not giving me a chance to say what I have to say.
You're
like
not
I
even
said,
giving me a chance to finish my point.
Damn it.
Shit, you cut me off and tell me I'm being rude.
Don't talk about Tyler Perry, okay? Because I think he's a blessed man. I think he's
fine.
I
can't talk about Tyler Perry because you said it. I got it. My bad. I thought I was
calling
to talk to Chop Mommy, not you. My bad.
Yes, we can
right.
hear you, huh?
I can't talk about anything that you don't like.
We
my bad. I got
you.
It. I got it now.
Well,
so why don't you write me a script?
Hit,
next time,
no,
hey, next time you
say?
Have people come on your show, Chalk Mommy, write a script so they'll know what they can and can't say. That
what
pleases
the hell
your,
ever.
Your person on the show.
Yeah,
no,
thank you.
You can say whatever.
Thank you very much. Yeah,
you
write
know,
him a goddamn script.
Like, you know, like, why do you feel that way?
I'm
going to
tell you
I'm
this.
Curious.
I'm going to tell you this, Chalk. I'm going to
yeah,
say
nobody
this,
said
and
that
this
that
is
was
my
a fact.
Opinion.
I was just saying.
If you want to have a show,
thank you.
If you want to have a show, and you want to have more people listening, if you want to get to a certain size, you cannot have someone
Lord.
Like that on your show. You
wow.
cannot.
This is
I'm just
going to
tell you.
Wow.
Person.
Wow.
Exactly. And you see
wow.
how I really got that I've been
wow.
on here, and you got somebody that's trying to silence the one
oh,
the one
no.
of the people
I mean,
who's great having people
that.
Laugh and enjoy
I
your show. You
okay,
have
I'm
someone who's having
down,
people
you talk.
Enjoying what they're saying,
mm-hmm.
always
mm-hmm.
constantly cutting them off. That's what you have
mm-hmm.
on your show.
Well, anyway,
oh, wow.
I just
want
to say that I like that.
Go ahead, your opinion about
go
Tyler
ahead.
Perry. That really is, like, got me peaked right now. So
no, I wanted to say it, but don't worry,
please.
Liz, don't worry about it, because
no,
I don't like the fact that somebody
no.
just cuts me off, and I don't even know who
hold
she
on,
is.
Wait,
let
no.
this young brother
can
who's on the
something?
Line right now,
when
he's trying to tell you how he like his show. Let him speak, because I'm
nah, listen.
I'll let him speak.
He's rude as hell.
All I wanted to do was call in and say what I had to say, but I like the show. This is my first time hearing it. Today is my birthday, and I want to say,
happy
I mean,
birthday,
thank you.
Birthday.
Thank you, mommies. Thank you. Thank you. The kid is 23 years old today. Then y'all got a good-ass show, and I fuck with it.
Uh-oh. That's what's up. And
okay.
thank you for
yo,
being
Mr.
on my
DA.
Contact.
Yo, hold on. Wait.
Talking
back,
about
back,
cutting
yo.
People off.
Wait. That's just
okay.
my style, though. My man. So, wait, where you from in New York? Where you from?
Oh, I'm from Harlem, and I used to live out there on Long Island.
Yo,
Harlem, baby.
Hold on, slow down. She be bashing Harlem dudes. Yo, Chucky from Harlem. What you gonna do that, Chucky?
Oh, my
from
God.
Harlem.
Mr.
She
D,
be
you
bashing.
Hold on, wait a minute. I gotta hear this. Woman is not going to do nothing unless that woman has the ammunition and the reason to do it. So if you were bashing that particular dude,
thank you very much.
If you were bashing that particular dude,
you gotta show me proof and facts, though. I need proof and facts for real. I'm serious. I need social security number. I need social, his ID, I need everything. But see, I need everything for 9 yards to show me. If I ain't taking no slack, I'm saying like my man TJ from GA. Like he's from Georgia. He ain't gonna take no slack from saying from his state. Neither am I. I'm the same way. So you cannot bash New York at all for me. I mean, I'm not
like
gonna have it.
Okay, can I speak?
Because I'm a diehard.
Am I allowed to speak? Am I allowed to speak?
Yeah, I left the building.
Am I allowed to speak? Yeah. So anyway, like I was saying, when you, like you said, Mr. Gia, you're right in some ways. I mean, Chalk Mommy, you have your reasons, you know, and everybody is different. Like you have your reasons because you have many experiences. So you feel like, shoot, if I try once, twice, three, four times, and it's the same shit, I'm going to brand that shit as how it is, you know? And I don't, you know, Mr. G.I., you said you can't do that. I don't personally agree with branding the shit, like, you know, even if you had a thousand experiences. Because, like, I told her, like, you know, that's how some people feel about black people. Like, goddamn, you're a thief. He's a thief. You're all thieves, you know? You're looking
right,
at everybody.
Right.
You can't just categorize, you know, everybody in general because of a few experiences with a few people. But that's the way that she sees. And how you can blame her? She's human at the end of the day, you know? Some people, that's how they think. And what shit, if you try a lot of people, it's the same goddamn thing. Shit, I might start thinking the same thing too. But you got to connect to reality and remember, look, at the end of the
I'm going to still claim my state. I'm going to still claim my state and my city and my boroughs. And you ain't dissing nobody from where I'm from. Simple as that. I don't care. I don't care.
I'm worrying about you because I'm going to fuck you up on site. How about that?
Listen. Now, when it comes to Mr. GA, I'm saying my whole game is tight. I'm saying my whole game is tight. So I have no problems in the fuck game, period.
Mm-hmm.
So my game is tight.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? And I represent New York to the fullest. Every
New
borough.
New York,
baby. Every borough. No, your ass needs to be worried about fucking Brooklyn. That's where you at.
Can I speak on this, like how everybody is speaking, and it's like we intertwine with shit because it's like how many people on the line? You understand what I'm saying? It's not that anybody is cutting anybody off or trying to not let somebody get their opinion out there or anything like that. Hold on, let me state that. You have to state that. Him talking about you not going to great choices and shit like that. If you have somebody on me, you choose to have me on here because you know what happened the last time that I was on here. And whether you choose to have me on here next week or the week after, you know, that's up to you. And no skin off my ass. You know, I still go about every day doing my own thing. Doesn't matter to me. I let you speak. Everybody else is speaking. Sometimes niggas intertwine while we're talking because we're talking at the same time. God damn it. We're not in front of each other's face to say, like, okay, you speak. Now I hush. I speak. Now you shut up. You understand what I'm saying? So it's not like I'm trying to down. Hold on. It's not like I'm trying to down anybody's opinions and shit like that. Like, I value people's opinion. You have your opinion. I have my opinion or your facts, quote, unquote, as you would like to call it. You understand? I won't bash your shit. But, you know, naturally, like, you have a, okay, you might be a fan of somebody, right? And somebody says something bad about them. You're like, don't talk about him. That's my boo. Whatever. You know what I'm saying? It's not that you're trying to say, look, don't talk about that. You cannot speak. You can't say shit about him. End of story. It's just you saying, you know, like a saying, like, oh, don't talk about him. That's my baby. It's like, oh, look, Tyler Perry. And that's what I meant. I didn't mean you can't say what you have to say. Like, you have to say what you have to say. So at the end of the day, that's all I have to say. Whoever's offended, I'm sorry. I mean, that's it.
Damn, I'm turned on because you was gangster.
Shit, I don't like shit like that. Because I'm a nice person, and I come with peace. Y'all see, I've never been in any shit on this show. Like, I let everybody speak. I speak to, you know, I listen to what people have to say. I agree, or I disagree. I disagree with you, Talk Mommy, when you was bashing people. So, I, you know, and we didn't get into anything. So where the fuck did that come from? Like, you ain't gonna have, like, how the fuck
after you say that to somebody, you're not going to reach somewhere. Like, listen to me. If you were to reach somewhere, you're going to fucking reach there. 10 million negative people could be around you. You're going to reach it because God says you're going to fucking reach there. That's it, and I'm done. Fuck that.
Yes,
who's ever offended, I'm sorry.
Is that the one that's Caribbean?
The accent is like, her accent is so fucking high right now. Oh, Lord, have mercy. I'm dripping with April.
This is so stupid.
Hey, hey, yo, hey, yo. I mean, she talking about she dripping wet. I'm trying to see some real shit happen. What's happening?
That's my pick. Stop, mommy. Let him pick my
fucking playing high and go seek in fucking New York. Like, really? Like, damn. Bitch, gotta call you out on air. Bring your ass back down south. Come on. Mm-hmm. Come on. We have unfinished business. What's up? It's like I'm standing in the middle of the pool. I'm ready to box you and your ass is running. What's good, Bobby?
Who's running? You know I never run, shorty. You know I never run, Mom. You know I never run.
You ain't here. You're not here.
Yo.
You're not here.
Yo.
What's good?
Hey, yo, April.
You
I'm saying,
you
hey,
right
hey,
hold
on, yeah,
hold on. Somebody said something about me. Can I listen? Yeah?
No, I said, April, you from VA.
Who's from here? No, baby. I'm Brooklyn, baby.
It's Brooklyn.
Oh,
I'm Brooklyn queen. Everything, baby.
And I love Brooklyn women.
Okay, now, let me just say, I was born in the islands, but I grew up in Brooklyn, you know, so I rep both. You know, it doesn't matter. This is where I learned everything in Brooklyn, so I brought Brooklyn to the fullest. But I'm Trinidadian, so, you know, that's my hometown. I know. I got all the mixes, girl. I'm a jack of all trades.
And that's why I can cook.
I can
cook. Because they got so much of a diverse background.
That's what I'm saying. Huh?
That's why I love Brooklyn, because they have so much of a diverse background. Like me, I'm Puerto Rican.
That's true.
I'm Puerto Rican and Jamaican. My father's Jamaican. My mother's Puerto Rican. And I love the island women.
Excuse me. Just need a moment.
And you were... Oh, I know, right? Just that combination is good, but then when you say it from Harlem, that just fucks it all up. Damn.
You're stupid for that one. You know you're stupid for that one. You
I mean,
know you're stupid
like,
for that
yo,
one.
I'm Jamaican and Puerto Rican and shit, yo, and I love, when I say I love, like, the island women, I just love them because it's like island women got a certain swag, and they got a whole different aura about themselves, and they just so fucking
they can,
charming.
They can have phenomenal sex with your eyes.
Yeah, on some real shit. on some real shit, yo, real talk, I lost my virginity too. To a Trinidadian girl, and I was like, how old? I was like 18.
So I know you set for life.
I have played half of my fucking music, so I hope y'all know this shit ain't gonna end at fucking 10 o'clock. If y'all get off the air, fine. I'm gonna play my music. Y'all are some nasty, freaky people.
I would love for you to ride my face.
I will send you her pin number.
Mommy.
Hold on.
I
don't know who. You know what? I don't know who in the fuck sent my pen out today, but I swear I have been getting invites all fucking day. Like, oh my gosh. And somebody asked me the dumbest question, and I was going to call them out on air, but I can't fucking remember. Like, for real.
I hope it wasn't me, because I had sent you
something. No, it wasn't you. It wasn't you. But you know what? I really got to do this public service announcement for up and coming porn stars. Please know your history, and
oh
my please God. Don't get on other radio shows and fuck yourself. If you're a porn store, or if you're in any type of entertainment business, before you even do anything, have a fucking website. And when you get on a radio show and people ask you how to get in touch with you, don't tell what you don't have. Bitch, tell what you got. You feel me?
What are we going to do with what you don't have? You don't have it.
And then, if you're in the porn industry and you don't know who Montana Fishburne's daddy is, shut the fuck up.
How old
and
is that?
And if you're in the entertainment business, we don't do cheap phones. We do Blackberries or we do Androids.
Ooh,
we don't do,
oh
I
God,
have a cheap version mobile phone.
That's right,
yes,
y'all. Be
we are going
cool
there. Okay. We are going there. Like, for real. It's fucking 2011. So I can talk about everybody so they can get their shit right in 2011. You know what I'm saying? 2010 is over. We in 2011. Niggas, stop getting fucking Magnum condoms when you know your shit is small. Stop
exactly
fucking talking about, ooh, take this big dick, take this big dick, when your shit is fucking elementary size. You know what I'm saying?
And
women,
you know, stop.
Like,
oh my God,
real,
don't get me started.
Tell the niggas what you gonna do when you don't do shit when you see them. Like, really?
Ow.
Niggas with small dicks, stop hiding behind your pockets. I'm going to take your money, but I'm going to still tell you your dick ain't good, and I'm going to talk about you, but you're going to pay my bills. Like, really?
That's right, niggas. You got to step your game up, B.
Yes.
I do have to speak. I do have to speak on that phone situation. For real now? For real. Like, seriously, okay? Seriously, like, if you're, like, a regular person or whatever and you choose to, you know, do that, then that's fine. But, like, if you're trying to reach places, come on. You got to go with the flow. Like, technology is a beautiful thing. Like, I'm in love with that. That shit is, like, amazing.
It don't look better than you, though.
I don't know.
It don't. April. Okay, here's a good one. Here's a good one. I get gangbanged by three dudes, but I'm very prude in my personal life. What
okay
the fuck you mean?
Wow.
Like,
yeah.
If you let three niggas fuck you,
you,
damn,
for that one,
you might as well let them fuck you in your life. Like, seriously. You know what I'm saying?
You are so
like,
stupid for that one. You are really
well, look,
stupid.
Y'all, I want to thank y'all for letting me interact with y'all and talk with y'all, but I'm about to hop in my web. Hey, yo, whoever got my BBM,
bye.
I think Choco Mommy.
Choco
oh, yeah, Travis, I'm going to do you real well.
Choco Mommy, Choco Mommy.
Yeah, man.
Hey,
yo, what's
nice
the DA, man? Much love to you, my G.
Hold
you know
it down, man. Happy birthday,
fam. Yeah, man, I hope all we can interact, man. Like I said, y'all can follow me on Twitter. I'm just a regular nigga, man. I'm just an average nigga, but I got million-dollar dreams. You know what I'm saying?
One love.
And
one love.
As long as you have the ambition, you good to go. You don't need nothing else.
Yeah,
God, ambition, and a dream. You getting there.
So that's good.
We getting there.
$100,000
yeah
dick.
That's
but yo, listen, my man, listen. Okay,
yeah.
You hear me though? Before
yeah,
you go,
me,
I
yo.
Listen, before you go, I hear me, before you go, always represent the state,
all
right? The full
all
state.
All day, all day.
My
no
man.
Doubt.
My man.
All day, I'm New York to the core, my man. I'm New York to the core. And like I said, yo, y'all can follow me on Twitter at ThatBoyTravo. You know what I'm saying? Just hit me up, man. I fucks with y'all, man. Real talk. April, I'm going to be getting at you, mommy. Choco, holler at your boy, baby.
Bye.
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 Hopefully you won't be like the other Harlem niggas. You know what I'm saying?
She say what?
Hopefully you won't be like the other Harlem niggas. You know what I'm saying?
She say what?
She talking shit.
I hear talking shit, but it goes great, though.
You. I hope you're not like the rest of the Harlem niggas. I'm liking your swag. So, you know, we'll keep it like that, because if your dick game ain't on point, then,
put
you know,
blind.
I swear. Next week.
Hey, listen, I'm not even worried about that, man. It is
my man.
Is, man.
Oh,
I'm not
man
even
like
worried
that
about that.
That's
my man.
That's confident.
Because what your dick lacks, picks up. I like that. Spoken like a
say it again.
Whatever your dick wax in, your mouth picks up. I like that.
Listen, all I'm going to say to you is this. Girl, I ain't even going to say nothing, man, because like G.A. said, I'm not going to say something. I'm going to just bring it. When that time comes, we're going to get it then, and that's it.
There it is.
Oh, April. Sounds
like a challenge
to make. You
like
right.
That. And as far as
April
goes,
I will be in New York next month. And me and April will see you.
I'm in VA.
Okay.
I'm in VA.
Yeah,
whenever y'all go to New York.
Okay, but I gotta go through VA to get to New York. So what are you saying?
I'm right next door to you. Man, I ain't saying nothing. Y'all already know what it is. Taco Mama, she got the technology. BBM. You hit me and it is what it is. It's all love. And as
there
far
it
as
is.
That eating shit go, I can eat all day. It's can you feed me all night?
Ooh, wow.
Ooh.
So what you
can feed you all night, Bobby. All night.
Mm-hmm. All right, then. It's
I'm like a buffet.
As long as you wrap them around my neck. Let me. I ain't even gonna say all that, man. You know what it is. Chaco, holler at me, boo.
Wow.
You know what, Chad? You have a happy new year.
And
it ain't over.
And drive safely.
I drive safely, man. That's what it is, man. Hey, yo, GA, man, hit me up on Twitter, Chaco. I'm gonna hit you up in a few or whatever, man.
We will, man. Hold down, son.
Bye, April.
Bye.
Bye.
April got fans. I like that. She got fans already. She's a thief.
Oh, my God.
Listen, when you have a good fucking heart, when you have a good heart and a good spirit and a good freaking mind, can't nobody block your shit. No matter what they say, they can't never block your shit. Never.
Exactly.
So always have people loving me no matter what. So one person, like that person said, ain't going to do shit, you know. At the end of the day, that's just one person, okay? The rest of the world is still there. Still there.
Oh my gosh. You know what? I got to bring this person in. Like, I know he's going to be like, bitch, I've been having my hand up, but, you know, I don't know.
When the shit is entertaining enough.
I'm trying to set a certain mood. I'm trying to set a certain mood. Like, you know what I'm saying? I'm on my bed, and I want to touch myself. I want to hear music. So then when I go out to the club, I'm already crunk. I'm already nice. I've been drinking the strawberry Smirnoff with the berry punch. And I reveal the pictures of my new look tomorrow.
God,
it's gonna fucking not. People are gonna trip the fuck out. It's like, yo, bitch, word. My son told me yesterday. He's like, Ma, you look like you belong on the South Side, and here the South Side is like the hood. Like, okay, I'm gonna be a hood bitch this year. I'm like, whatever. It fits my complexion. I decided to do something different, so I'm going to rock this for about 2 weeks, and then in another 2 weeks, I'm going to change the color to something else, and I'm just going to be so unpredictable that you just don't know what the fuck to expect from me, you know what I'm saying? So it's like when people see me, they might need to drop them on site, and I might be the get it in, bitch. When you see me, we get it in. I don't know. I'm still debating. I'm waiting on Mr. GA to touch down. You know what I'm saying? So, you know,
I got a lot of things
for 2011. Like,
the wait is like.
Man. You know, I got it. Hey, yo, April, she know I got it. She know I got it. I'm going to bring it to her.
He's going to bring it to you.
I know. Bring to all y'all.
I hear him. Damian, are you on here?
Say what?
I was saying Damian because he's been on the air for the minute longest. I was bringing him in. Is he there?
Well, now you're going to put me on blast, huh?
Never, you're not in New York. You live in VA. You're safe.
Yeah,
I saw him in VA.
How you doing?
I'm blessed right now. But what's up, though? Your show almost over. Now you put me on blast.
No, it's not over. It's not over, sweetie.
I love that. It's not even over.
Fuck what you heard. We don't got no time restrictions. This is my shit.
Say what's up to my dude, Shy, right here. He from Chicago. You know what I mean? I'll let him.
I love the accent. Ow.
Shy?
Mr. Shy,
are you on there?
What about he at? Oh, is he shy?
I guess so.
Hello?
I can't say nothing, but what up, though? Well, I mean, goddamn, I've been hearing this whole show, and I'm just now getting put on blast, huh?
I'm not putting you on blast. Never will I put you on blast. Never will I put you on blast, hon. Ever.
Why you putting me on blast for?
Well, I didn't put you on blast. Now, you want to be put on blast? I mean, I would fuck you to do that, and it wouldn't be a good thing.
Hey, look, one thing about that, I would be putting you on blast if you fuck me.
Ooh. How you going to put me on blast?
Because you ain't ready for this monster here, huh?
Oh, wow. Don't get it twisted. Don't get it twisted. Please. Please don't. Don't do that.
Come on, you are just getting all these challenges tonight. You got a lot of battles.
I took my head off of that one. Please, tell me, don't get that twisted.
Oh my God. Don't get it twisted. I'm always up for a challenge. But luckily, I can't drive because you know what I'm saying? Like, it's nothing. Catch me on a good day. Catch me when I ain't been drinking.
That's what it is, though. You know? I respect the fact, okay, you feeling yourself and everything. Hey, y'all ladies out there.
Oh,
hey,
my
look.
God.
Y'all,
wow.
Y'all ladies. Who is this right here?
Tough Cookie. I just,
That's
Acacia.
Who's somebody ask about me? Oh, my gosh. What?
Yeah, it's like, who is that?
Yeah. Who is that? This is Brian right here. How you doing?
How are you?
I'm blessed, baby.
That's good. I'm good myself. I'm good myself, but I hear you here just putting up a lot of challenges here for my girl talking about.
I put the challenge up to any woman, real talk. You know what I mean?
Oh, wow. Okay.
He's a bit abnormal, big line.
Oh,
you know what I mean?
Okay.
Yeah. When baseball guy was giving out dick, he gave him and GA a little too much. That's why the little dick men are running around mad as hell.
Face monster. I call those space monsters, you know, space monsters.
Yeah, them two niggas right there, when they pull their shit out, it gets dark real quick.
Yeah, real talk.
Man, look.
Oh my God,
this girl is so reckless.
Hey, I'm not a porn star. They should be. Mr. Marcus needs to call them and be like, yo, how can I be like you when I grow up? You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Or as the Jamaicans would say, they are ruined, like for life. They are ruined, girl.
Hey, look, I'm pretty sure Mr. Marcus has seen me out there. But at the same time, he ain't got no competition for me, though.
Whoa.
He sure does.
Nah, he don't.
Well, damn.
Oh, damn. He feel a little bad. Like, damn, this young motherfucker here ain't hell no. Putting this nigga on my shit.
Y'all, I'm sorry.
I hope that nigga called in now. Marcus, speak up, nigga.
He is so funny. Oh, my God, that's comedy right She was like, speak up, Mecca.
Oh, my God.
Speak up, Mecca.
You don't earn enough motherfucking money. Put this nigga yarn on, her.
Oh, my God. This is crazy.
It's a good ass show, yo.
We can tell that shit.
Ain't it always, Mr. G?
Oh, yeah, that was
ain't
a great show here.
Yeah,
you know,
I like to have a wholesome ass show, but with people like y'all on here, I don't know. I want kids to be able to.
That show.
Yes, there it is. Why kids got to listen to what we talking about? We grown folks. This is out the dark right here.
Listen, this is all grown folks talk, and you know what? The younger the kids know, the better. You know what I'm saying? Like,
exactly.
Let the kids know. You know what I'm saying? That's what we need to do, to educate our youth as young as they come, because they need to know what's going on out there before somebody else gets to them, before we do. And then we're stuck there trying to make them believe something else when that shit is already in their brain. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like,
that's what
we get to them first. Well, I don't have no kids either, but I have brothers and nephews and
I got nieces and nephews like a motherfucker. You know what I mean? Out the ass like a motherfucker.
That's around me, so I do try to make them learn as much as we can. Like my brother, he's only 10, my little brother. And he came to me the other day. He's like, April, what's douche?
I got a 13-year-old brother.
And I'm like, Sam, how do I answer that question to you? What is douche? You know, what is feminine douche? And I tried to break it down for him. And I'm like, if you ever meet a female and she has never, you have never seen any of that in her freaking bathroom, or she don't ever carry none of that, you just know that you need to run as fast as you can. He's like, okay. I'm like, yeah, because if that shit ain't cleaning up bad, then something is wrong. Your shit might come out with all the whirl of shit. You know, so you don't want to mess with a female if she doesn't know what that is, or she's never had that in her bathroom somewhere, you know? But that's
right.
What I'm saying. Like, you know, you have to teach them. Like, they will ask questions. They will see things they need to know. So whether they hear it or not, goddamn, they might be able to, you know?
I don't try to hide nothing from my little brother. I try to let him know what's going on in this world. You know, fuck that black shit, hide this and that. No. My little brother's too smart already for that hat and shit. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
He's 13.
Okay.
So he's going to get
there. Would you be offended? Would you be offended if I asked you your age?
Who, me?
Yes, you.
I mean, I'm 29. I don't feel no disrespect.
Okay.
Ask me, babe.
Okay.
I'm gonna ask
that's
you.
Cool.
I will wait for you to tell me.
Oh, well, I'm 23. That's nothing. I asked that because you sound like a real, real, wow, you know, like a real grown man. So I was like, damn, you said you have a 13-year-old brother, but you sound like a real grown man, you know, so I was like, damn. I was just a little bit curious, you know, so I had to ask.
I mean, I am a grown man.
You got that voice, that woo-hoo.
Yeah, and I got a lot of things that make you say woo-woo.
Oh, whoa. Wow. Whoa. She said, wow. I said, whoa. Okay. Wow. All right now.
Y'all are not in my person's ears. I've learned so much tonight.
Hey, look, I don't mind a little 5-minute shine, you know what I mean? I got to get mine, though. You know what I'm talking about?
Uh-huh.
I thank you, Mama Chocolate, huh?
You're welcome.
And you better put me on next time early.
I want
to conversate and everything with everybody else. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh,
everybody
God. I wish you had gone on earlier, too.
You just wanted to. You sound like, I'm saying a little shit early, like, laughing at y'all little jokes and all that shit. But y'all can't hear a motherfucking thing I'm saying until she pressed that button.
Okay.
I'm like, damn, I feel slow as hell.
Don't worry. I had that experience, too, because I got cut off, and then I was like, I'm pressing one, and I'm like, let me in. I'm screaming like, ah! I'm hearing things, people talk about my jaws and shit. I'm like, come on. Can I just say something? I can't say shit. So I had that. I know. It's frustrating.
Yeah, I felt the same way, yo.
Looking at me like I'm crazy. Like, what the fuck is he listening to?
What is he laughing at?
I don't hear nothing but loud-ass motherfucking people talking on the phone. Like, they don't hear me saying shit to these people. They just hear people talking.
Yeah, no. That's when it's interesting,
like,
though. You see, talk about
me. Entertainment,
you see that? Okay.
What's that?
Huh?
What's that?
No, I'm saying, like, you have people just, like, dying to get in on the action. It's amazing.
Hey, man.
Beautiful.
Cool.
It's a beautiful thing.
Look. Hey, look, do you got a BBM?
Me?
Yes.
Well, yes, I do.
Why you ain't hit me up yet?
Because I've never really spoken to you, so I don't really... Now I know about you. I like your style, though. You're just one of them people that just don't give a shit. You're going to spit it out. I like that because that's me. And I love that. I like that. I wish you had came on earlier. So.
Well, you should have told Chocolate Mama to put me on earlier.
I know.
Hey, look, you know, hey, look, you know the saying is, right?
Uh-huh.
What's the saying?
What's the saying?
Best for last. Huh?
Oh, shoot, now. Okay, Sookie, save the best for last. Save the best for last. You hear that?
You know
Talk
what?
Mommy.
I'm gonna leave that one alone because the verse.
That's what he said, right? That's what he said, right? That's what he said. The best for last.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Okay. All right. I'm gonna have that one.
Okay.
Damn. I'm gonna have that one. One love. One love.
What up?
Hey, yo, one love on that one, son. One love on that one, you know what I'm saying? And it's real talk, I'm saying that's what he feels. I mean, that's his thought, and that's what he thinks. So he's entitled to that opinion. That's his opinion, you feel me? So, I mean, nothing but he said, we can't do
that.
We can't do
that. Oh, my God, I wish I could have gave you a hug right now.
I can't knock that.
I wish I could have gave you a hug right now. Because guess what? It's Talk Mommy and some of her other friends say he's the best, and then another kind of a friend say, God damn it, he ain't, what is it? Still an opinion, right? Not a fact.
An opinion, right.
It's just a couple of people's opinion. It ain't a goddamn fact. God damn it, we ain't went through no test or nothing. It's just your opinion and your people's opinion and my goddamn people's opinion. Like, people say Obama sucks. And some people say he's doing a great goddamn job. Now, that makes it a fact or an opinion. Goddamn, it's an opinion. I went to school. I'm still in Christian school.
Like...
Yeah. I wish, and I hope he's listening.
Anyway,
I'm
gonna
tell y'all
something.
Mr. D,
I could give you a hug right now. God damn it, you need a hug.
One love, baby. One love, man.
Hey, Brethren.
Who?
Hey, homeboy, Brethren.
Oh, Mr. G.A., he's speaking to you?
What's
up, man?
Hey,
yeah, G.A.
Appreciate that, Brethren.
Oh, man, it's all good, man. It's all good. It's all positive moments and reactions. That's
Look
all.
At this
you know
shit.
Mean?
This is amazing.
That's
Look
what
that.
It is.
You see how that is? People can agree to disagree. That's how it's supposed to be. That's part of debate, isn't it? Like, we're on the show and we debate. Like, you have to agree to disagree and shit. Like, you can't let shit get you, you know, hot and heated and to the point where you trying to block somebody
you.
Else's,
I
you know?
You. I want to talk and, you know what I'm saying, greet with you.
Who?
You, mama. You.
Oh. What's up, mommy? You have a video. Talk Mommy got your BBM, right?
Yes,
yes
she got
I
my
do.
BBM.
We get
off.
She'll hook me up with my line and my list of fans. Let me stop it. You know, and whatnot. I'll get your BBM from her and stuff, and we can chat on BBM. God,
so
y'all are trying to get me lynched. I'm telling you, one of these days, I'm going to be like, this day, y'all are going to be like, who lynched this girl?
I ain't did shit.
you know, I'm host of the show.
My gosh, it's already in there.
It's always good knowing friends. There's nothing wrong with meeting people. That's part of life, you know? That's part of life. You meet new people. It's a new year. You meet new people. That's life. That's life. That's
okay.
The way it is.
Seven.
So, did he leave yet, or he's still on?
I'm still on, baby.
Oh, okay, okay, okay. Just checking. Just checking. Just checking.
Hey, Mama.
Ma'am.
Chocolate.
Yes.
Pick
yes.
up on my new girl right here.
What? What is that? Hello?
I don't know.
I'm in the twilight zone right now. I don't even know what's going on.
You should say hello to this nigga right here.
Oh, so another guy.
This nigga get ready to hear some music. I need to hear some.
People are silent. People are too damn silent.
I can
guess. Are we saying hi? So
you know what?
It's the GA.
I'm right here.
Oh,
you right
hi.
There.
Hello?
I ain't going nowhere.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah, entertainment's still here.
Okay.
Okay, well, while y'all still here, I
got
to play this song.
You
going to
play chat?
You
going
to
play chat?
3 in the morning, you know I'm on the way. So why don't you come over my place? Put a smile on my face. Leave in the club. Shawty, hurry up. Go to your next party, got it. Off our clothes now. You already know what time it is. Reach up in the dresser where them condoms is. And baby, when I get it, I'll never let go. Gonna take it slow. We ain't gonna stop till 9 a.m. If you can't take it off, baby, say when. Make it come over and over again. And I'ma leave it in. We'll do it all night. We can do it all night.
wanna wake up body in the morning. My Tinder on ringtone, so I know when she's calling. Gotta ask so fast. I love to jump on it, but she hates. Me and her do it big. What it is? 6 feet, 2 feet to the crib. And I'm feeling on a cloud right now. And the ceiling is the sky right now. She's working on shoes. I purchased some lamps and she keep them on while we get our secret on. She keeps it in. Only on the weekends. Cause she ain't my girl. She ain't my girl. She ain't my girl. No, she ain't my girl. No, I be playing with her body. She be playing with my mind all the time. Cause I'm mad at her. She ain't my girl. She ain't my girl. She ain't my girl. No, she ain't my girl. Got a pretty little shawty and a pretty little body. Every time that a man be gone, you ain't the only.
What do you do? Like, what?
I mean, when that shit is brought to you, like, how, what do you do? Like, do you just, like,
a bitch like me? I'm going to put it out there, like, my nigga, like, yo, on the dance floor, you was giving it to me. We get in the bedroom, your shit is like, what the fuck? Like, I'm not having no understanding. Like, you brought somebody else's move.
Y'all ass.
Oh,
you
my God.
I've only gone to the club because I have a rule. I don't like dancing with my man at the club. You know what I'm saying? I like dancing with other niggas.
That's the thing about me. I don't like dancing with my girl. If I got a girl, I don't like dancing with her at the club neither.
It's just different, but, you know, someone
won't be with
your
man in the club. Like, I want to know that.
Why? Because some niggas don't get what he's getting when he get home. So let another nigga live for a minute. Let that nigga be like, damn, whoever fucking her lucky. But, you know, I went to a club in Charlotte months ago, and I danced with my nigga. It was good because I already knew what I was going to get. So what he gave up on the dance floor, he gave up in the bedroom.
Oh, because my thing is whole different. Like me, I know what I do behind closed doors, but when I go to the club. With,
damn, you look good.
When I go to the club with my people.
I ain't talking to y'all, excuse me.
Okay.
Who's talking?
When
Who's talking?
I go to the club.
Damn,
April.
Good. But somebody in the background talking, I can't
Is
hear.
Is he talking
yeah, I went ahead and mute because this is what's going on. So, April, when you go to the club, sweetie, what happens?
When I go to the club and I'm dancing with my people, I love to dance. And I get every, you know, to the next level. I mean, I don't get where my hands is on the floor and all of that, you know, trashy stuff. But, you know, I get very, you know, sexy. And I don't mind them. And I love when people look at that. I mean, not that I like attention or anything like that, but when it's brought to me and they look at that, I don't mind. Like, you know, people know, like, damn, well, what the hell is going to happen when y'all get somewhere to go? You know,
okay, well, what's going to happen when you leave the club? Explain to me, when I get to New York and we go to Perfections, I need you to have that same attitude. I need you to have that same fucking body movement. You know?
Mommy, the attitude don't change. Trust me, I am not a chameleon.
Shit
do not adapt to environments. My shit stays the same all the time.
Okay,
forever, like,
now you're saying that now because when we go to Perfections that night, you just need to know that we're going to have a camera crew with us. So it's going to be like a day in my life. So in the club, they're going to be recording us wilding out, having a good time.
Oh, my God.
I don't need you to get camera shy. Now, when we get back to the telly and I close the door, that's it. You know what I'm saying? What goes on in the room is in the room.
Mr. G.
Yo, hold on. Wait. Hold on. Y'all keep saying when I or we. Go ahead and say,
what your girl is doing to me right now?
But I'm saying, am I not included, though? Hold on. Wait. Am I not included, though? What happened
help
there?
Help me.
Hold on. Hold on, listen, back up. Am I not included?
You're on punishment because I'm upset with you right now because you told me you was coming back down south Monday and you're still in New York. And a bitch is still horny. So what am I supposed to do?
But listen, look. Listen, you're talking about coming to New York, right? Going to the club, leave the club, and going back to the hotel and getting busy, right? But you never said me, you, and G.A. Now, I've been good. I ain't crossed over to her street or on her sidewalk or nothing. I've been real good. You know what I'm saying? You know, come in the picture. You know, come in the picture now.
You've been real good?
Listen to me. Now, listen.
Have you been drinking tonight?
Yeah, she's been doing that.
She's been doing that.
Look her, have you been doing
that? She just took the pussy.
Oh, my
God. Hey, bro. She just took the pussy. Fuck it, just took the pussy.
Oh, my God. Talk Mommy is, like, trying to get
off
me not buried alive now. Like, oh, my God. Jesus Christ, I'm scared of the dark.
Nah, because he not listening unless he's on the laptop. If he's on the computer, then he's
in the background.
You're in a safe haven right now. But Mr. GA, you
what,
know,
baby?
I gotta set the scene. You know what I'm saying? You know, I gotta make sure she's
you
right. You know what I mean?
You ain't gotta do shit for me. Stop playing. Stop playing. Now we get down. Stop playing. Stop that bullshit.
She's like, Mr. GA, I gotta go in and inspect, and then I can let you know if it's good or not good to go.
Now look, she's not here for bullshit.
No.
I'm right here in Brooklyn.
Mr. GA is saying,
hey, bro.
Huh?
I'm right here in Brooklyn. I'm right here in Brooklyn. Y'all stop playing. I'm in Brooklyn right now. Stop playing.
I'm not in Brooklyn.
See, that's the difference.
That's what I'm saying.
The link.
I know, but listen. But what shocked me, she was said beforehand, was just you and her know me. She said, we, as in y'all two, going to the club, dancing, popping, locking, going back to the hotel and getting busy. She didn't say me, you, and GA. She didn't say that.
Mm.
And then she came back and said, I got to make sure it's right before you get out of GA. That ain't fair. That ain't fair, my long shot.
I think both y'all
have
been drinking.
Nah, I'm straight sober.
I don't know what y'all talking about.
You say who?
I'm lost over here. I don't even know.
She about to get it. Hey, Chop. Tell her she about to get it, right? Tell her, Chop. She about to get it.
Mr. G, I can see the chocolate. Chakra's liquor has been definitely infusing your drunkness. Something is rubbing off here.
Y'all going to the club, pop locking, hold on, y'all.
Now, see, what had happened was,
what had happened, yes.
A woman of my caliber needs to be in Perfections on Tuesday night because I need to network and let people know what I do. And so, see, what had happened was April is from Brooklyn. And, Mr. GA, you might be on one of your business ventures because you're such a businessman and you're about your paper. You might not be able to get away. So what
I
was trying to do
that.
Is...
No. I was calling sick that day. Stop playing. I was calling sick that day, that whole week, for the matter of fact.
Oh, my God. You play it. Oh, my goodness. He's like,
y'all straight funny.
No, so.
Oh, you'll be like, okay. But that was my reasoning behind everything, baby. I was just trying to network and get a taste of what's going on.
She
means, you know, me showing her around and,
she means a real taste.
And, you know, letting her know what New York culture is about. You know, that's just what she means.
Hey, I'm down with Keith.
Yeah,
I hate you.
Me. You know, I'm her tour guide, so that's what I'll be, you know, when she's here. And showing her what New York is all about. And we're about a lot, baby, a whole lot.
Uh-huh. I know that,
yeah, you like trouble.
Hey, yo.
You like a lot of trouble.
Hey, yo, I'm calling TJ back.
Oh, my God. Oh, my goodness.
I'm calling TJ back on this bullshit.
Okay.
If he was on the phone, he would say GA, then when I hate bullshit, he would say it off the top of his tongue, for real, he would say it.
I wish Mr. TJ is listening right now. I hope you have been listening the entire time since you got off. I hope that you have been listening to the whole show, you know, and get your plugs ready. And I hope you're listening next week as well, and the week after that, and when Chop Mommy blows up, and just, you know, her name is, like, super cyber all around the world.
Oh, and now when, I'm already
when
blowing
we,
up, like,
and
I'm already in people's mouths.
Right. We know you big. Let me rephrase, big girl. And when she's there, you know, out of space, straight on some fucking rocket science shit, you know? I hope that you're still listening. Texas gonna go there? You know?
I love
gonna get to the point. And I hope you're listening, you know, when you see my face on that billboard and you're like, damn, was that that girl? Yes, that was that girl. And I hope you're there, you know, when you're getting my shit off of iTunes, you know what I'm saying? And you're seeing me with them Giuseppes on my feet and shit like that. And, you know, it's nothing. I'm still running through the hood in the back and driven in my shit. You know, I hope you're still there just knowing who I am. And if you forget, God damn it, I will remind you. I will call you up like, is that PJ? How you doing? Oh, my God. How are you? Oh, really? Oh, yes. It's April. Oh. Yes, that girl from the show. Yes, honey. Yes, it's me. It's me. It's me. Yes. It's me. All my Grammys and everything, honey. Everything. Everything. You'll never do that. You never do that. I just believe in positive energy all the way. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's a funny dude. Like, real talk, he is a funny guy. And I like, no, really, real talk, he is really funny. Like, I wouldn't mind listening to his shows and shit, because he's a character, you know? So he really is funny. I'm not going to, you know, sing him for that. At the end of the day, he's a black man, as I am a black woman, and I would never in my life, this is real talk right here, never in my life try to, like, bash or, like, say something negative or, like, even go in a negative wave about somebody that is reaching for places, you know what I'm saying? And they're black like myself as well. I'll never do that shit because we're the same color, you know what I'm saying? Like, we have enough people out there of other races, you know, and other ethnicity that never just want to ever see us excel and reach anywhere in life, you know? So why the hell do we do it amongst ourselves? Like, that is really sad. That's really sad, because you see the freaking Asian people and the Caucasian people and even the Indian people and now the Spanish people. They support each other. You know what I'm saying? They buy the food from each other, products from each other. You ever went to the freaking nail salon? Do you see that the Vietnamese people only buy from the Vietnamese people when they come in and they sell their shit? Like, the black man could walk in there selling some socks. They'd be like, no socks, no socks, no socks, thank you. And the Vietnamese man come in there, and he could sell shit, like, more expensive. They're going to buy it from him. You know why? Because that's their people. They're going to support their people. So at the end of the day, TJ, no hard feelings, sweetie. If I ever hear about your show or anything like that, I'm in Atlanta because I lived out there for a couple of years. So I do know about Atlanta, a lot about it. And I'm going to come to one of your shows, honey, and don't worry, I'm going to buy the tickets. I'm not going to ask for nothing for free. I'm going to come through there, and I'll do it up big and support you and still stand up and clap for you and laugh at your jokes and shit like that, you know? At the end of the day, I'm not going to hold no hard feelings against you for what you said about me. I'm a bigger person. I know better than that.
Hercules.
I know better than that, you know? I know better than that. That's just what I'm saying at the end of the day. That's all. That's all I have to say.
And at the end of the day, people, get used to hearing Acacia, because she's going to be around. She's not going anywhere. She's going to be with me, and we're going to tear the whole world up, and we're going to go on other shows, and we're going to wreck shop, and then we're going to go to clubs, and we're going to do the two-step, and we're going to do the damn thing, and we're going to fuck the club up, and then if a bitch get out of line, we're going to fuck you up.
Oh, my God. You have unleashed the beast. You know what I'm saying? The worst thing you can ever do is put two females that think alike in the same category.
That's what I said. They should have never gave a bitch like me a radio show, because where they do that at? I do it everywhere. Like, you know, now I would be like this. Live coming to a city near you. Talk Mommy, Acacia, and Mr. GA.
There it is, baby. There it is.
Mr. GA. I'm playing. Let me just say this. Like, right on the back, Mr. GA, came in last week, and you were just so humble. Even though you got a little freaky on me, but you were just so humble and so, like, laid back about your stuff. And I like that. You know, I like people like that. I like people that can come in and not try to be like, this is the Mr. G.A. show here tonight. Like, goddamn, everybody got to talk. Everybody got to, you know what I'm saying? So they should. I like the fact that you were just humble about yourself. You just laid back, you know, you listened and you comment on your stuff too. You know, even the dude was like, yo, I'm the best, you know, and he was like, all right, I'm gonna let you have that, bro, man. Just cool. Like, I so like that. That is very, very nice. I just appreciate that because that's what I like about a man. When this is why I say last week, like, I'm not attracted to a loud man. I'm not attracted to a man that is just out there. Like, the moment you see me, you want to, like, make your shit bling a little extra. Suddenly you forgot, you know, how much money you had in your pockets. Now you want to count it. Like, you knew what you had when you go before you got out the house. You know, like I was saying, same thing I said last week. You know, so I'm cool. I'm about that dude to just stand there in the corner. He might give me the eye, but he might not, you know, go all out. He might come say, hi, how you doing, what's your name? You know, it's just cool about his. Just relax. That shows me a level of maturity that so many people have yet to been blessed with that gift. You know?
And that's, I think, real the talk, world, man. That's real talk.
Yeah. I think the world would run so smoothly if we had more people that's just laid back and humble about this. You know?
That's real talk.
And could come in. Yeah, and could come in on somebody else's shit and then still be laid back about it. You know, and not trying to own the shit. I appreciate that about you, and that's just one of the reasons why we click at the end of the day.
I mean, I'm not gonna say this much. I mean, this is real talk to anybody. Well, man, somebody said, if I came on there and be like, yo, you know, dude, I was here first. I'm saying, you know, I'm the loudest cat on a talk show. That'd been whack, yo, for real. That ain't my style. So, I mean, why try to diss him? That's his opinion. How you feel, you know what I'm saying?
Right,
so, I mean, everybody
right,
has
exactly.
their own opinion. You know what
right.
I mean? So that's how it goes.
Oh, my God. I love you for that. You get the extra heart for that. I mean,
this is a talk show, not a battle, right? It's a talk show, not a battle, right?
At the end of the day, it's a freaking talk show. And people could say, you know, that's why it's called a debate. You know what I'm saying? You say, I say. You might not agree. I might not agree. You prove your case. I prove my case. Shit, at the end of the day, we still, nobody might not be right or wrong. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But at the end of the day, we got to walk away knowing that, listen, agree to disagree. And that's it. Humble about yourself, you know?
And then the response from dude was, yo, G.A., man, thank you. You know what I'm saying? That was the response.
Yeah.
Was thank you. You know what I'm saying? That was real talk.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, yeah.
You know
and
I mean?
He said, thank you. He was like, yo, my man, my bro, whatever, you know, thanks. And I just, I don't know where these dudes, talk mommy, where you find them? But some of them, girls, yeah. But like Mr. GA and your other friend, like Mr. GA and your other friend that just came on, I'm not gonna lie. Like, it's been a while since I met a real nigga. And I'm gonna tell you, like, that dude that just came on is a real nigga. Like, I would not mess with him, honey. Oh no. He might tell me some things that make me want to cry for the rest of my life. I would not eat that as a real nigga. You know, Mr. G.A. is a real nigga. He is just the other type. He's a cool, just, oh, really? You know what I'm saying? Type to kill you in your sleep type. Whoa. You know what I'm saying? Try to hit you with a sarcastic blast. You don't even know that you just got this, but you just got this. You know what I'm saying? You just got this. I like that. And the other
well,
dude
you,
here,
well,
he's
look,
the type.
You get it?
With, uh-huh.
You know
when
you got
get
it for real. You know you got it for real.
Yeah,
you get it,
when you finally
real.
Get it, it'd be like hours. You're sitting there, you say, hold on, what the fuck, motherfucker, what's on? Did he just say that about me? Now, this is hours ago. It was hours after, like, yeah, he did this year, you know what I'm saying? He did
right.
He did this year. And this dude, he's just like, he's a tight listen. If I'm dissing you, you're going to know that I'm dissing you. He just say crazy shit like he don't even care. I had listened to him for like a few minutes, and I could tell that dude is crazy. He's just, girl, straight jacket. He is just, but I like it. He keeps it real, and he's not like, you know, he's letting you know, listen, this is what it is, you know, and I like that. I like that about him. I don't know, girl, like, I got to come to the South because these niggas are real. I'm not going to say nothing about New York, but goddamn it, come on now. Come on. come on. I think in a little way.
I think in a way,
some is lacking some realness. I'm gonna keep it real. Some is lacking some realness. No, for real though, on real talk, some is lacking some realness, and I feel like it's starting to lose its authenticity. You know, yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm just gonna stop right there. At the end of the day, I love New York, Brooklyn, stand up. I'm blessed to have little niggas around me too. So I do know the difference, you know. Because if it was only fake, I wouldn't know the difference from real or fake. But I do have real ones, so that's why I can differentiate the fake ones from the real ones, you know. Like down south, Jesus Christ, y'all just keep it real like that. I'm liking that very much. I'm liking that. I like that.
Man, I'm still on the air. My daughter walks in my room and is like, Mommy, because she got some friends coming over for New Year's, so they're trying to get me out of the house. And she's like, Mommy, please don't embarrass me. She's embarrassing herself with that shit dripping off the side of her mouth. Where the fuck they do that at? For y'all that don't know her, she's on Facebook.
Oh, she on Facebook. Get out of here.
This girl is Shana Billy. Oh, my God.
Yo, she even got a juice commercial on fucking YouTube. I got to put that on my site. So I'm going to see my daughter get fucked up. I don't know where she get it from. She must get it from her daddy. I don't know. But she loves Ro really hard. She loves Ro. Like, Mr. GA, she loves him. She's
worried about
up close and personal. Baby.
She's nervous. Stop, Mommy. Honey, I'm going to look like you after I have kids, okay? Because I'm telling you, I am like, lightning, girl. Oh, my God. Please. I'm going to have to live in the gym. God damn it.
I would have to say I really thank God for, like, giving me, like, the position to be blessed for having four kids and being 41 and still being carded for everything. You know, I think if I was to get pregnant right now, I would probably, like, so many men be like, oh, I want you to be my baby mama. But if I was able to have kids, that nigga would be under contract. Like, yo, I'm going to carry this baby for you. After I have the baby, you're a full-time parent, not me. I will get my child twice a month, every other weekend.
I'm here, baby.
You know what I mean?
I'm here. She talking mad shit. I like that.
Like, he would have to sign the contract. Like, no, all females should think like that. Dude is trying to get you to be his baby mama. Get a contract and make that nigga sign it. So therefore, after you have the baby, y'all have a bonding contract and hold some to it. Yo, motherfucker, when you told me I was pregnant, this is what it is. You signed off on it. Fuck you, kick rocks. I'm throwing up the deuces. I will see my child every other weekend. I have the baby for you. You are a full-time parent. I'm a part-time parent. Y'all can call me a bitch or whatever. I'm just flipping the roles like the men do. They talk your dumb ass into getting pregnant. Yeah, they be like, oh, baby, I want you to be my baby mama. We're going to have a baby, and I'm going to be there with you. As soon as your ass gets pregnant and starts showing he's fucking your neighbor, then after you had a baby and you got leftovers, he's fucking your sister.
That's right. Oh, wait, no, not even when you start showing. When he knows that it's gone past, when it's gone past where you can get an abortion, he holds on for that first 5-6 months. He's like beautiful. Oh my God, he's rubbing your feet, your stomach, baby,
rubbing your stomach. I love you. You glowing.
The minute that nigga know you can't get rid of that shit, oh God, it's like the demon. It just comes out. You're like, I didn't even know you had that. And you
exactly.
Is that what I'm producing right now? It be like, is that what I'm producing? Like, oh my God. You know, they start showing their true colors. Nothing, girl.
When they know you got some morals, like, she's showing. She not getting ready to get my pussy up to no nigga because she pregnant. She not going to disrespect me like that. But I'm finna drag this bitch. I'm finna fuck everything. I might try to get at her mama. She's before y'all have babies with these motherfuckers, y'all better know what y'all getting into. I'm telling
you.
Because once that seed is conceived, man, they going to change. Exactly. They going to change. They going to say they're going to blood test. They going to talk shit about it.
Mr. G is so quiet right
now. Community property.
Now, listen. See, now look. I got to go back now. Listen. I'm saying that during my whole situation, having a child, I was there rubbing the feet. I was there making a bath with her, putting the cocoa butter on her stomach the whole 9 yards, all right, for the whole 9 months. I'm sorry, I did my job. Child was born.
Why y'all break up?
Huh?
Why y'all break up?
She cheated.
Stop, you ain't even let him finish.
Because they not together
because
he with me. So why the fuck y'all break up? What you
told me? Well, this is what happened. I'm going to be real now. See, she had a man. She had a boyfriend. I was the man on the side. That's why we never really dated. I just hit her off.
God.
That's
Sarah,
what I'm saying.
She was being nasty and had a man and was fucking you raw on the side.
She had to. It was that good back then.
Oh, shit.
You know what? Hell, motherfucker, I'm going to fuck you up.
Oh, my God. Mr. G.A., you better walk with your mini band-aid.
Yo, listen.
We've been waiting for you.
Yo, listen.
Yeah,
now, let's go back.
You need to stay in New York. You know why? Because I'm going
to
tell you. I'm going
to
tell him later.
Let me tell my story. Let me tell my story, all right? My story was, listen, this was one of the baddest girls in Brooklyn, bow-legged, off the chain, all right? Every dude in the town wanted her, and I'm saying she had a man, but a man was a nerd, I'm saying? When I came in the picture, I snatched her up, but she wasn't my girl, you know what I'm saying? If anybody that's been out there with Mr. G.A. didn't know what time it is, how I get down, you know what I'm saying? I get down for real, you know what I mean? So, think about it. I'm saying, if you got, like, a Rolls Royce here, and the Volkswagen Air, which you going to choose? Think about it.
That's not
a
question, you know?
So there it is. So she kept me knocking that thing out real, for real. She kept me making that thing every week. It was a full-time job.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. That was my duty, you know what I'm saying? So when it came time, I'm saying, so that's my little side thing, too, you feel me?
Right.
So there it is.
Secret love.
We was getting it in for real. Getting it in.
Oh my God.
But see, like some folks, but like some folks, I keep it real. I keep it 100% real.
I
tell how
it
really is.
You
know what I'm saying? I don't put no sugar on shit.
Cause that's real. That's
real.
It's so crazy. Like this.
But that was back in the day, though. But now,
you don't do that now.
Listen, this is the best talk show in America.
Two shots for that. I'm still going to crack your head to the ooh-wee when I see you. I'm still going to crack your head.
Yo, listen.
Oh, my God.
Listen, from this day on, listen, I'm telling you, when you go on the air, I'm telling you, we're going to have a battle. It's going to be me, April, Chuck, Mommy. We're going to be a team, yo, going to catch hard. You know what I'm saying? Listen, I'm on that.
We're going to be a team. Well, you was like, oh, TJ, I'm so glad, because she always male bashes. I'm going to bash you all
But listen, I'm saying, dude brought it. He brought it raw. He brought a whole different vibe to the show.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Where is he at now?
Listen to me. You know I'm going to go hard on your ass, Chalk Mom. You know I get down, all right? So you already know. Quit the bullshit, all right? But
you got to hold strong, though, Mr. G.A. You got to hold strong, though. Like, look, I could have decided, like, did this nigga just try to, like, diss me on some shit and be like, yo, deuces, and cut off. You know what I'm saying? And come, you know what I'm saying?
it's that's part of life. Like, what are you going to do? You're going to run from every situation that come up that might not be going in the direction that you like it in. You know what I'm saying? If you're here to support somebody, you support them to the fullest, no matter what. Like, you know what I'm saying? I go to parties to support people. God.